accomplish what concerns me today. He is able, more than able, to handle anything that comes my
souls to Calvary, to that crimson flow. Many arrows pierce my soul from without, within.
Hallelujah!
But my Lord,
leads me on through him. I must pray. Oh, hallelujah!
Oh, I want. Turn my goods aside.
Hallelujah.
But my Lord,
goes
ahead. Whatever be time.
Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, I want to see him
look upon his face.
There to sing forever.
Draw!
past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
Amen. Saints, we do greet you in Jesus' name this morning. We want to greet Sister Jessica's friend Matthew. God bless you, Matthew. Nice to have you with us. May the Lord bless you today. It's good to be in his house. It was a good time last night. I was really glad for that time last night because today's a bit of a one that you need the Lord to help you. So you need those kind of ones on a Saturday to help you on the Sunday. So it was real good. Let's open our Bibles, Isaiah chapter 9.
Is that enough?
I'd like to take something which just struck me this week. And I thought maybe if the Lord had really helped me. It's one of those topics that you need Brother George Martin to take. Because he's the master at that kind of a thing. But we'd like to trace something through today. We want to have a look at if you can put the first slide there, brother. We're going to use some slides today. And just take it slowly. And I think you'll see by the help of the Lord. We want to look at the mystery of 9/11.
Nous allons voir le mystère du 11 septembre.
Just this last week was the anniversary of September the 11th.
Comme l'année passée, la semaine passée, c'était l'anniversaire.
And it was interesting because we had a brother visiting us, Brother Paul, on Thursday, and his birthday is on September the 11th.
Il y avait un frère qui nous a visité, son anniversaire c'est le 11
septembre. And while we were fellowshipping about something, I showed him something.
Pendant que nous communions, je lui
ai montré quelque chose.
C'était si puissant pour
moi. That I just went to really study down at the certain line of what did September the 11th mean.
Et je vais voir ce que le 11 septembre signifie réellement.
In the light of the day that we're living in.
À la lumière du jour dans lequel
nous vivons. The more I got into it, the more I really saw that it might be a good topic to take.
Plus je découvre des choses.
In this season. But obviously it's not one of those ones like last night. It's a different type of a topic. So you really do need the Lord to help.
C'est un sujet assez différent.
Because you're going to build something up. And I think if you just stay with me as you build it up,
si vous restez avec moi pour que nous puissions
you'll see that the Lord is incredible.
Vous allez voir que
the way that God does his things, everything is for a purpose.
Chaque chose qui
everything happens exactly at the right time and exactly the right place.
Tout arrive au bon moment et au bon endroit.
And these things just pass us by most of the time
plusieurs fois, ces
until
choses
somebody
dépassent.
Points it out to you. And says, did you know this? And did you see this? And then when you put the whole picture together, you'll just see that it's really unmistakable. September the 11th was a very important date on the calendar, prophetically speaking. And that's what we'd like to look at. So we need to use Isaiah chapter 9, verse 8 to verse 10, first of all, just to get our scripture reading. This was, Isaiah 9 is the last days of Israel. This is the northern kingdom of Israel, the 10 tribes. It's their last days. And the Lord has sent the Assyrians upon them, and they've come and plundered the land and left them.
Et le Seigneur a envoyé les Syriens, ils ont
and Israel's pris. Given a space of time
et Israël, il lui a été
having
donné,
been attacked by these Assyrians
et ils ont été attaqués par ces Syriens.
And then the Lord now speaks to Jeremiah and says
le Seigneur parle
he's not pleased with the attitude of the people because they haven't learned from what they've just been through.
Ceux qui n'ont pas tiré des leçons
and it says in verse 8 the Lord sent a word into Jacob and it hath lighted upon Israel. And all the people shall know, even Ephraim and the inhabitants of Samaria, which was the capital city of Israel.
Samaria, qui était la capitale.
Because this was northern, the northern kingdom, it had
parce
split
c'était
the kingdom.
Le royaume du nord qui était divisé.
That say in the pride and stoutness of heart. So the people were proud and stubborn and arrogant, despite the fact God's judgment was upon them.
Les gens étaient arrogants ne sachant pas que le jugement
and the Lord heard it and he spoke to Isaiah and says, go and speak to these people.
Le Seigneur envoie Isaïe pour leur parler.
Who are stubborn and arrogant in their hearts.
Ils sont têtus et arrogants.
And what did the people say?
Qu'est-ce que les gens ont dit?
The bricks are fallen down, but we will build with hewn stones. The sycamores are cut down, but we will change them into cedars. So the people were saying, we were judged. It's okay.
Les gens disaient, nous avons été jugés.
Our houses were built of brick.
Nos maisons étaient bâties en
brique. We're going to build them out of stone this time.
Maintenant, nous allons les bâtir en
pierre. Yes, the enemy came and cut all our sycamores down, our trees down. It's okay.
L'ennemi est venu, il a coupé tout.
Where there were sycamores, we're going to plant cedar trees.
Là où il y avait des sycamores, nous allons planter des cedars.
And the Lord didn't like that.
Le Seigneur
because the people hadn't learned the lesson they should have learned.
Que les gens n'ont pas
so the Lord
les
says,
leçons.
Verse 11, therefore, he gives them over. Therefore,
11, dit,
the Lord shall set up the adversaries of Rezin against him and join his enemies together. The Syrians before and the Philistines behind, and they shall devour Israel with open mouth. For all this, his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. So the Lord gives them over. Let's pray. Father,
how we need thee upon this day. We thank you, Lord, for the blessing that you gave us last night. We thank you, Lord, for joy in your presence. Father, may you continue to lead us and guide us. Bless Brother Howard. Bless the brothers, Brother Brian, as they minister and preach upon this day. Brother Tom's, bless those services, we pray. And now, Father, we're so depending upon you, Father, to help us upon this day, that you'd help us as your people. Help the visitors in our gates. Help the young people. Help each and every one of us, Lord. We wait upon you, Lord. Just grant us clarity, Lord, in these things, we pray, that we may discern and understand better the day that we're living in. Father, you said people can discern the signs of the times, Lord, but they did the signs of the skies, but fail to see the signs of the times. So, Lord, that is our aim and our objective upon this day, just to confirm what you've done. In Jesus' name, you be glorified. Amen. 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 You may be seated, saints. We want to look at this thought of the mystery of 9/11.
On veut voir le mystère du 11 septembre.
And we'll find that 9/11,
vous allez voir que le 11 septembre,
it fits in well in Isaiah 9,
c'est là qu'on verse 10. Avec ce que Isaiah 9 avait
we'll
dit.
See it as we go along. Now, I'm sure all of these images,
je suis sûr que toutes ces images,
we'll never forget them.
On n'allait jamais
you know, it doesn't
oublier.
Matter how many years go by,
peu importe combien d'années
when you see
passer,
these kind of pictures, it does
ces,
something to you.
Ces photos ici, ça vous dit quelque
and
chose.
To every single one of us who are believers,
chacun de nous qui est croyant,
can remember that day.
Il peut se rappeler
that there was some sort of an impact. When September the 11th happened,
quand ce, en ce 11 septembre, il y avait
every believer knew something's changed.
Chacun,
this
chaque
signifies
croyant
something.
Quelque chose va changer.
There are certain things that take place even in the political world.
Il y a certaines choses qui se passent même
and you
dans
sense
le monde.
It in your soul that this isn't just a happening.
Et vous sentez dans votre âme
that this is a milestone.
Pas quelque chose d'ordinaire,
this is an important event.
C'est un repère, c'est un
the prophet would
speak
important. Of things like that, of the Pope visiting Jerusalem.
Le prophète parlait des choses comme ça,
you
par
know,
exemple,
it just passed by in the newspaper, but it was very significant prophetically.
Cela est apparu seulement dans les journaux, mais c'était un
Kennedy being
très
elected as president, the first Catholic president
c'était le
of America.
Kennedy, le premier catholique
it was very significant. The prophet preaches Jezebel religion because of that.
Le prophète a parlé de la religion de Jezabel à cause de cela.
No, so these certain events that maybe are flashing red lights of his coming.
Il y a certains événements qui allument les feux d'avertissement.
Yeah, and the prophet really does stress these things many times.
Et le prophète parle de ces choses plusieurs fois.
And we all saw these images and the videos of what took place that day.
Nous avons vu toutes ces images et les films de ce
and the explosions and the loss of life. And
les explosions, les disparitions, les
but everybody felt there's something behind this.
Chacun a senti qu'il y avait quelque chose
now,
derrière.
This signifies something.
Que cela
and friends, we
chose.
Saw it the other week when you looked at the book of Esther.
Quand nous avons lu les livres d'Esther.
Nothing happens by chance.
Rien n'arrive au hasard.
No matter even if it's a king, a heathen king, not being able to sleep at night.
Même si c'était un roi païen, il pouvait pas dormir la nuit.
Yeah, nothing happens by chance.
Rien n'arrive au hasard.
For him to be read a certain thing at a certain time, it was the providence of God.
C'est la providence de Dieu qui amène les
it had a significance and it had a meaning.
Et cela a une importance
and the prophet says nothing happens by chance.
Et le prophète dit, rien n'arrive
God is behind everything.
Dieu est derrière tout.
Now everything's fitting together in a great jigsaw puzzle.
Tout s'accorde comme dans un
so we saw all of these pictures in those days and then we saw the ruins of the trade centers, the world trade centers.
Nous avons vu ces choses et la ruine du centre commercial.
And the rubble and the brick and all the things that took place after that.
Et toutes ces choses qui se sont produites.
And there was a significance.
Et cela était
now the prophet said in Jezebel religion,
dans la religion de
Jezebel, he says it's a striking thing.
Il dit, c'est une chose
to see the parallel between Israel of the Old Testament,
de voir la ressemblance entre Israël de l'Ancien Testament
and America now.
Et l'Amérique.
Now there's such parallels between Israel and America.
Il y a une telle similitude entre Israël et l'Amérique.
We can look at the way they started, and that's what the prophet always speaks of.
Nous allons voir la manière dont ils ont commencé. C'est ce que le
how people came from persecution, people coming from Egypt, and they went into the Promised Land.
Comment les gens sont sortis de l'Égypte pour aller dans la
in that first Exodus, and that is how Israel as a nation was founded.
C'est comme ça qu'Israël en tant que nation était fondée dans le
premier. And you find America just people fleeing from religious persecution.
Et nous voyons l'Amérique, c'est des gens qui fuyaient les persécutions.
The Pilgrim Fathers and they went to America seeking freedom of religion.
Les pères pèlerins qui étaient allés en Amérique cherchant la liberté.
And then the prophet speaks of their first leaders were godly men.
Et les prophètes parlent de leurs premiers dirigeants.
Washington and Lincoln and those types of people in America.
Et tous ces grands pères
godly people.
Ces gens divins.
And in Israel, you had David and you had Solomon and those kinds of people.
En Israël, il y avait David, Salomon et ces
and the more you dig into it, the more you see that America and Israel are a perfect parallel.
Plus vous, vous y regardez, plus vous voyez
the prophet actually says it in this message, paragraph 37, he says, they parallel one to each other perfectly.
Paragraph 37, il dit, ils se ressemblent parfaitement.
So if the beginning of these nations is going to parallel each other perfectly,
si le début de cette, le commencement de ces nations se
surely the end of these nations is going to parallel one another perfectly.
La, leur fin aussi va être similaire.
And that's what you want to have a look at today.
C'est ce que nous voulons voir
aujourd'hui. All of the parallels between the end of Israel and the end of America.
Toutes ces similitudes entre la fin d'Israël et la fin de
because God always gives a warning before judgment.
Parce que Dieu donne toujours un avertissement.
Friends, God is so gracious, we don't realize it.
Dieu est si gracieux que
God is not willing that any should perish.
Dieu ne veut jamais que personne.
Now the extent that God will go to many times to warn people before judgment is incredible.
La manière dont Dieu va avertir les gens est impensable.
You and I would have given up on people long time ago, but God hasn't given up on them.
Parfois nous pouvons abandonner les gens, mais Dieu ne va jamais.
We would have said there's no point. This person's rejected the word time and time again.
Nous allons dire cette personne ça vaut pas la peine.
Why waste your time? Leave them alone.
Pourquoi perdez-vous votre temps?
But God doesn't give up on them.
Mais Dieu n'abandonne pas.
That's just the way that He is.
C'est comme ça qu'il est.
Because God, He delights in mercy. The Bible says.
Parce que Dieu se réjouit dans la miséricorde, la Bible.
So even in dealing with nations,
même quand il traite avec les
before
nations,
God judges a nation,
avant que Dieu ne juge
before
nation,
God brings complete destruction upon a nation, as He did to Israel,
avant que Dieu n'amène une destruction totale
just a few
nation,
years after this prophecy, I think it was about 3 years after this prophecy, it was the end of Israel.
Juste 3 ans après la cette prophétie, c'était la fin.
The Assyrians came back a second time and completely destroyed Israel and took the people into captivity.
Les Syriens sont venus pour la seconde fois, ils ont détruit.
And they speak of the 10 lost tribes of Israel, and that's where they were, the 10 northern tribes. They were never seen and heard of again. It went into oblivion, it became absolutely nothing.
Ils sont devenus presque rien.
Until our day now, because of prophecy that is resurrecting again.
Jusqu'à ce jour, à cause de la prophétie qui
this was the last days of Israel as a nation.
Ça, c'était les derniers jours d'Israël en tant que
and these were the signs of the end, which
et c'était les signes de la fin.
And God put certain signs there and certain things to warn the people.
Et Dieu place certaines choses pour avertir les gens.
Because there's two things to learn. Firstly, God is righteous and He judges nations.
Parce qu'il y a deux choses à savoir. Dieu est juste quand il juge.
Just as much as He judges people, He judges nations.
Il juge les nations de la même manière qu'il juge.
But the second thing is God is merciful and always warns before He judges.
Et Dieu, la deuxième chose c'est que Dieu est miséricordieux.
And His first way of warning is always to send a prophet.
Sa manière d'avertir, c'est d'abord d'envoyer le prophète.
His first warning is always His word.
Sa première, son premier avertissement,
because Israel had His word.
Ils avaient sa
they
parole.
Had the word which had been delivered by Moses.
Ils avaient la parole qui a été prêchée par Moïse.
And Moses had warned and given certain things in Leviticus. Let's look in Leviticus 26. If you just leave the slide, we just read the Bible on the paper, if you don't mind.
Voyons,
let's open our Bibles to Leviticus 26, verse 6.
Leviticus 26, 6.
And verse 7. Moses had warned Israel that if you go in the land and you're disobedient, you're going to have trouble. But if you obey me, I'll be a hedge of protection around you. So there was blessings for obedience.
Il y avait une bénédiction pour l'obéissance.
And there was warnings for disobedience.
Et il y avait un avertissement pour
la and just as much as God is very faithful to His promises of blessing for obedience,
c'est comme Dieu est fidèle à ses promesses d'obéissance,
God is just as faithful to keep His promises of when you're disobedient.
Il est juste de la même manière pour garder sa promesse.
And in Leviticus 26:6, this was the Lord speaking. He says, I will give peace in the land. This is if the people obey. And you shall lie down and none shall make you afraid. And I will rid evil beasts out of the land. Neither shall the sword go through the land. And you shall chase your enemies. And they shall fall before you by the sword. So as long as Israel was in the will of God, as long as they were remembering their foundation, remembering their purpose as a nation, God kept His promise. He delivered them from their enemies. They had preeminence over their enemies. But in verse 3 of that chapter, it gives the condition. If you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and do them.
Si vous gardez mes commandements,
so there's always an if.
Il y avait un si.
If we are obedient to the covenant promises of God,
si nous sommes obéissants à la promesse de l'alliance,
God is so faithful to His covenant.
Dieu est si fidèle à son alliance.
And part of the covenant is protection.
Et une partie
protection from your enemies.
C'est la protection des
ennemis. I sent some of the brothers this week. I sent it to Brother Francois, the miracle of Gaza. I don't know if the brothers watched. It was very powerful.
J'ai envoyé quelque chose au frère, le miracle de Gaza.
This was this young man from the Israeli Defense Force.
C'était ces jeunes gens de l'armée d'Israël.
Speaking of when they went into Gaza a couple of years back, which was a deadly thing to do.
Qui disait qu'ils étaient partis à Gaza quelques
années
passées.
Because those Hezbollah guys, those whoever they are, the guys in Gaza had so much expected Israel to send their troops in.
Ces gens de Hezbollah attendaient que Israël envoie
ses armées
là-bas.
And there were explosive devices everywhere.
Il y avait des mines partout.
They'd prepared it to make it a trap for Israel.
Ils avaient préparé ça comme un piège pour Israël.
And this young man, he says,
et ce jeune homme,
he speaks of his upbringing and how he felt called to go and serve in the army of the Lord, the army of Israel.
Il parle comment il a été appelé à aller servir dans.
And he says, and then they were called to the border and they were told they were going to go into Gaza.
Il dit, ils les avaient envoyés à la frontière.
And all of the streams of troops and everybody coming to this focal point about to enter into Gaza City.
Tout le monde se rassemblait pour qu'ils entrent dans la ville de Gaza.
And everything was stopped, and here came the rabbi.
Amen.
Sorry.
Everything was stopped.
Et tout
and here came the rabbi.
Et le rabbin est venu.
And he gave the blessing
et il donna la
of the Old Testament upon the armies of Israel.
À l'armée d'Israël.
And this young man said it was so powerful.
Et ce jeune homme était si
he puissant. Says, and we went into Gaza.
Et ils sont allés dans Gaza.
And there was just explosions and ambushes and everything taking place.
Il y avait des explosions, des pièges,
he says, and we came to the end of this operation.
Et à la fin de cette opération,
and he says, and we came out.
Et quand ils en sont sortis,
and he says, it was such a beautiful morning.
C'était un matin si beau.
And I went and I asked my commander,
et je suis allé demander mon commandant,
how many of our men did we lose?
Combien avons-nous perdu de gens?
And he says, nobody got a scratch.
Il dit, personne.
And he said, it was impossible.
Il dit, c'était
nobody
pas
got injured. Nobody got affected in that battle from his men.
Personne n'était blessé, personne.
And they call it the
mort.
Miracle of Gaza.
Il dit, c'était le miracle de Gaza.
And he says, and they went back.
Il dit, et quand ils sont rentrés,
and he says, and I looked up into the sky.
Il dit, j'ai regardé vers le ciel.
He says, and I knew that God is the God of Israel.
Il savait que Dieu
était He's the
Dieu
God d'Israël. Of the armies of Israel.
Il est le Dieu de l'armée d'Israël.
Now that's a covenant blessing.
C'est une bénédiction
to the children of the covenant that he'll protect you.
Aux enfants de l'alliance qui va
he'll put his hedge around you. That's what the Bible says.
Qui va mettre ses mains autour de vous.
Remember when Satan came up before the Lord?
Rappelez-vous quand Satan est venu devant
and the
Seigneur.
Lord said, look at my servant Job.
Le Seigneur a dit,
and Satan says, but that's not fair.
Il dit, c'est pas juste.
He worships you because you put a hedge around everything that he does.
Il dit, tu le
I can't
parce que
get
tu le
near
protèges.
To the man.
Il dit, je ne peux même pas
and there was a lesson there is that the Lord had to give permission for the hedge to be broken
une leçon que Dieu devait donner une permission
before Satan could come and touch that covenant people
pour
of God.
Que Satan vienne et touche ces gens
and it's l'alliance. The same as with Israel.
C'est la même chose avec
Israel. In order for the Assyrians to come, it was in 732 BC,
pour que les Syriens viennent en
and attack the land and destroy
pour qu'ils
parts of
le
their
pays
cities,
et qu'ils les détruisent.
It had to be allowed by Jehovah.
Cela devait être permis par Jéhovah.
Because these were the covenant people of God.
Parce que c'était le peuple de l'alliance.
And there was
Dieu.
No way the enemies could have preeminence over the covenant people of God.
Et il y avait pas moyen que l'ennemi puisse avoir
unless
le dessus.
Unless God gave permission to the enemies.
À moins que Dieu ne donne la permission.
And if God gave permission to the enemies, there was a reason that He was doing
it. Quand Dieu a donné la permission, il y avait une raison.
So when God opens up this breach, that's the first thing we look at here. Is the breach.
Quand Dieu ouvre cette brèche.
When God opens the breach of protection over His people.
Quand Dieu ouvre cette brèche de
protection, or over any vessel that is used, God used America, the prophet said.
Peu importe le vase que
it
Dieu
was one of the mightiest nations that's ever been known.
C'était l'une des plus grandes nations jamais connues.
It was founded upon such a godly principle.
Il était fondé sur les principes divins.
For centuries, almost 200 years, it was a vessel in the hands of God for His gospel.
Pour presque 200 ans, c'était un vase dans les mains
de Dieu. And God blessed America.
Et Dieu bénit
l'Amérique. He made it the most powerful nation.
Il fut de la plus grande nation.
For 100 years.
Pour 100 ans.
It was a superpower that nobody could compete with.
C'était une superpuissance à laquelle personne ne
pouvait
se comparer.
From its founding in 1776, America never lost a war until Vietnam.
Depuis 1776, l'Amérique n'avait jamais perdu jusqu'à Vietnam.
It's only the blessing of God that can do that upon a nation.
C'est seulement la bénédiction de Dieu qui peut.
Because the Bible says, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord."
Parce que la Bible dit, béni soit la nation dont Dieu est
le. And God, just like the prophet says, America was a parallel to Israel.
Les prophètes disent l'Amérique ressemble à Israël.
But then America started getting away from its foundation.
Mais quand l'Amérique a commencé à s'éloigner.
It started getting away from the very purpose that it had been created for.
Ils ont commencé à s'éloigner du but même pour lequel ils ont été créés.
And it forgot its God.
Et pour Dieu, c'était.
And the Bible says the nations that forget God shall be cast into hell.
Et la Bible dit la nation qui oublie Dieu sera rejetée.
So there comes a great judgment.
Et le grand jugement.
Because of the accountability upon the vessels that God has chosen.
À cause de leur responsabilité sur les vases que Dieu avait choisis.
And it was exactly the same as with Israel.
C'était la même chose avec Israël.
Israel started to turn away from God.
Israël a commencé à s'éloigner.
They started to worship the gods of the nations around them.
Ils ont commencé à adorer les dieux des nations.
They started worshiping Molech.
Ils ont commencé à adorer Molech.
And they would offer their children to Molech as sacrifices.
Offert leurs enfants.
Exactly what America has done with abortion.
Comme
the murder of children.
L'Amérique a fait avec la.
Tens of millions of abortions in America.
Des millions et des millions d'avortements en Amérique.
And Israel pushed God out.
Israël a repoussé Dieu.
Their capital was Samaria.
And
they voted in an Ahab in the end.
Ils ont voté à la fin Ahab.
And friends, the rulers reflect the people.
Le dirigeant reflète toujours le peuple.
Because the Bible says when the Queen of Sheba came to Israël.
La Bible dit quand leur
and she says because God loved Israel,
dit,
He made Solomon king.
Dieu a aimé Israël, il a placé Salomon.
So God gives you the ruler that you deserve.
Dieu vous donne le dirigeant qui donc.
When Israel served God, God gave them godly kings.
Quand Israël servait Dieu, Dieu leur donnait.
But when they started to worship the gods of the nations round about them,
mais quand ils ont commencé à adorer les dieux,
He gave them an Ahab who married a Jezebel.
Et voici Ahab qui s'élève et qui.
And she brought all the heathenism into the land.
Et elle a amené tout le paganisme dans le pays.
And now there were pagan temples and pagan shrines.
Et il y avait des temples païens et des adorations.
And Israel was just as guilty of the abominations of worshiping these idols. As the nations round and about them.
Israël était aussi coupable d'abomination que les nations qui l'environnaient.
And the Lord said it in Leviticus 26, verse 14. He says, "But if you will not hearken unto me and will not do these commandments, I will set my face against you, and you shall be slain before your enemies." So God opens the breach, a breach in the defenses now.
Dieu ouvre une brèche dans la forteresse maintenant.
But the wonderful thing about the Lord,
chose
He doesn't just do it suddenly.
Il ne le fait pas soudainement.
He first sent them a warning.
Il leur envoie d'abord un avertissement.
There was the warning of what He had said in His Word.
C'était l'avertissement de ce qu'il avait
and Israel didn't pay attention to what Moses had said.
Israël n'écouta pas à ce que Moïse avait
so
dit.
The Bible says, so God sent them prophets.
La Bible dit Dieu leur
and the prophets that were sent to the northern kingdom Israel, the first one was Elijah.
Les prophètes qui avaient été envoyés à ce royaume du nord,
friends,
c'était
we're living in the days of Jezebel religion.
C'était au jour de la
what did God do to America? He first sent Elijah.
Qu'est-ce que Dieu a fait à l'Amérique? Il envoie
before the enemies could have prevalence over them, before He took away the hedge of protection,
avant que l'ennemi ne puisse le prendre le dessus,
they had the written word.
Ils avaient la parole écrite.
Then they had the spoken word.
Et ils avaient la parole parlée.
He sent them Elijah.
Il leur a envoyé.
And then He sent them Elisha.
Et puis il a
envoyé and Elisha types the bride.
Et Élisée typifie l'épouse.
And that was another warning to them.
C'était un avertissement pour eux.
And they failed to heed that warning.
Et ils ont pas écouté.
So God says, I'm going to have to teach him a lesson.
Dieu dit, je dois maintenant leur donner une leçon.
But instead of just destroying them in one day, God is merciful.
De les détruire en un seul jour,
He chooses a specific nation.
Il a choisi une nation spécifique.
And this nation is the Assyrians.
Cette nation, ce sont les Assyriens.
And He sends the Assyrians upon them in a limited attack.
Il a envoyé les Assyriens avec une attaque limitée.
And the Assyrians come into Israel and break down their city, Samaria.
Ils ont
venu,
ils ont brisé la ville de Samarie.
And then the Assyrians out they go.
Et ils sont partis.
And there's a space of about 10 years.
Il s'est passé à peu près 10 ans.
When Israel's at peace again.
Israël était en paix encore.
But they failed to understand
mais ils ont manqué de comprendre
God's grace.
La grâce de Dieu.
They failed to understand what a warning is.
Ils ont manqué de comprendre ce
and instead of repenting at that time,
au lieu de se repentir en ce temps-là,
and saying, but why has God allowed this to happen to our nation?
Et de dire, pourquoi Dieu a-t-il permis que ceci arrive?
Instead of the government doing like in the days of Jonah,
au lieu de faire comme au jour de
when Jonah went to Nineveh and he
quand Jonas
preached judgment on the people and on the city, right from the king all the way down to the beasts, they clothed him in sackcloth and fasted.
Du roi jusqu'aux bêtes, ils se vêtirent de sacs.
Because they realized they were not far from the full judgment of God.
Parce qu'ils ont compris qu'ils n'étaient pas loin du jugement de Dieu.
But Israel didn't do that.
Mais Israël n'a pas fait cela.
They hardened themselves, as we'll see.
Ils se sont endurcis.
And they said, "That's okay."
Ils ont dit, voilà.
Our houses and buildings were made out of brick.
Ils disent, nos maisons étaient construites en pierre.
We're going to build them with stone.
Maintenant, nous allons les construire en béton.
Yeah, they came and they cut down our little sycamores. That's okay. We're going to plant cedar trees this time.
Ils ont coupé nos sycomores. Nous allons planter.
That is defiance.
Ça c'est une défaite.
And woe unto a man that defies the judgment of God.
C'est lui qui défie le jugement.
When God visits you with just a limited judgment in your life to warn you, stop what you're doing.
Dieu peut te visiter avec un petit jugement pour
you're going to get yourself in a lot of trouble.
Tu vas entrer en des difficultés.
And you harden yourself and you become defiant against the warning of God.
Tu vas t'endurcir.
Be very careful.
Tu défies l'avertissement.
Because no one's ever won an argument with God.
Parce que personne n'aime discuter avec Dieu.
The Bible says, "Who can contend with the Almighty?"
La Bible dit, qui peut discuter avec toi, le Tout-Puissant?
But we get hardened in sin, and nations get arrogant and proud,
les gens,
like Israel, like America.
Les gens s'endurcissent, deviennent arrogants.
And they think they can get away with anything. You can't get away with anything.
Vous pensez que vous allez toujours vous en sortir.
There's a certain line God doesn't allow even nations to cross.
Il y a une certaine ligne que Dieu a placée pour que chaque nation.
But God, in His grace, He first sent a limited strike.
Mais Dieu envoie d'abord.
Now look what they said in America after 9/11.
C'est qu'ils ont dit en Amérique après le 11 septembre.
This was a terrorist attack.
C'était une attaque
terroriste. These were just buildings of commerce and trade. This wasn't an army that attacked them.
C'était pas une armée qui les avait attaqués.
But they said US attacked.
Mais ils ont dit l'Amérique a été attaquée.
Terrorist attack New York Pentagon.
Les terroristes ont attaqué New York et le Pentagon.
Now you'll see, friends, that even what was attacked was very significant.
Et la chose même qui a été attaquée était très.
God is behind everything.
Dieu est derrière tout.
Nothing just happens just for nothing.
Rien n'arrive pour rien.
It was the commerce that got attacked.
C'était le commerce
and the military.
Qui a attaqué et l'armée.
It was the trade centers.
C'était le
that came down.
Qui est tombé.
That's the economy.
C'était l'économie.
And it was the Pentagon, which is the military.
Et c'était le Pentagone qui est le siège de l'armée.
And there was a breach opened. America had never been attacked on their soil before, ever since independence. Never.
L'Amérique n'a jamais
just a limited bomb. It had a terrorist bomb in the trade center, which hardly did anything.
Il y avait seulement une petite attaque à la bombe.
But this was the first time, and that's what made America panic for a short space of time.
C'était la première fois. C'est pourquoi cela.
It's the defenses.
Parce que
though they're the richest country in the world,
la nation la plus riche
the greatest
du monde,
military in the world,
la plus grande armée du monde.
But like they said, just a handful of men with box cutters.
Juste une poignée de gens avec
that's
des
all
petits
that
couteaux.
Those Al-Qaeda guys were armed with was box cutters. Just things, knives that you cut open boxes.
Ces gens d'Al-Qaeda, ils étaient là seulement avec des petits couteaux.
But America with all this great military
mais l'Amérique avec
systems that no
armée,
other nation has.
Aucune nation n'a jamais
intelligence
eu.
Services that no other nation apart from Israel just about can compete with.
Des services de renseignement comme une nation n'a jamais eu avant.
But these people using box cutters.
Mais ces gens avec des couteaux pour couper des petites
come right through the defenses.
Ils ont
and blow up the center of commerce in America.
Ils ont frappé le centre commercial
and
du commerce
blow up a part of the Pentagon, which is the military.
Ils ont
leadership and intelligence of the military.
Pentagon, qui est l'armée.
That meant something, friends.
Cela signifie quelque
that signified
chose.
Something.
Voyons quelque chose.
Now let's have a look at these Assyrians.
Voyons maintenant ces Assyriens.
The Assyrians were the first terrorists in the world, if you're going to read.
Les Assyriens, c'était les premiers terroristes du monde.
They fought by using psychological warfare.
Ils combattent en utilisant la guerre psychologique.
They were exceedingly cruel.
Ils étaient tellement cruels.
They would use any tactics, kill men, women, children, doesn't matter what it took.
Ils utilisaient toutes les tactiques, tuant hommes, femmes, enfants,
to instill fear. in the enemies. So even before they got there, they wanted to conquer the enemies with terror, with fear.
Avant même de conquérir, ils voulaient les conquérir par la peur, la terreur.
And that's exactly what Al-Qaeda and these groups are.
C'est ce que Al-Qaïda
et tous psychological ces groupes. Warfare.
C'est une guerre psychologique.
They didn't kill so many people in them. It was 3,000, a lot of people. Yes, it's sad.
Ils ont tué beaucoup
but
de
there's
gens
been 100 and something thousand killed in Syria in a year.
Mais ils ont tiré beaucoup de pendant une année.
But it's the terror.
Mais c'est la terreur.
It's the fear.
C'est la peur.
That's what a terrorist really uses, and that's what he does.
C'est ce qu'un terroriste utilise.
And the Assyrians, their language.
Les Assyriens, leur langage.
It's almost exactly the Arabian language of today.
Leur langue, c'est similaire à l'arabe d'aujourd'hui.
And those terrorists were Arabians, the majority.
Ces terroristes
and the language Arabes. They were using to plot this attack on America
c'est la langue qu'ils utilisaient pour
complot was the sister language of what was used 700 BC.
C'était une langue sœur à ce qui
when people of the same lineage, the Assyrians,
des gens de la même
attacked Israel.
Que eux, les Assyriens, pour attaquer Israël.
And so these terrorists from this, they Semites, they speak the certain language, they attack Israel 2,700 years ago.
Ces terroristes des Sémites qui
in the last days of Israel.
Dans les derniers jours d'Israël, ils ont attaqué
the prophet
Israël.
Is always a parallel. Perfect parallelism.
C'est une similitude parfaite.
And then you find these same people
et nous trouvons ces mêmes gens
from the same area. Because look, America then gets caught up in war.
L'Amérique a été
and it goes into Iraq after 9/11.
Ils sont allés en Irak après le 11
septembre. Iraq.
Iraq
is part of the Assyrian Empire.
C'est une partie du royaume assyrien.
And when America went into Iraq, they went to a city called Mosul. If you remember, the big operations in
les
the city.
Américains, quand ils sont allés dans la
ville Mosul is the ancient city of Nineveh, which was the capital of the Assyrians.
Mosul, c'est une ancienne ville de Ninive qui est
so
la
America
des Assyriens.
Was in war with the same people
L'Amérique était en guerre
up to
contre
today.
Les
they're still in Iraq.
Jusqu'aujourd'hui, ils sont en Irak.
They're fighting the same people that overcame Israel back there.
Ils combattent les mêmes gens qui avaient vaincu Israël.
And when those Assyrians came at that time, it was a warning to Israel. Your days are numbered. If you don't repent as a nation, your days are numbered.
Que si vous ne vous repentez pas, vos jours sont comptés.
And we know from a message of a prophet.
Et nous savons depuis le message du
prophète. America has rejected its chance.
Que l'Amérique
it's not going to repent.
Chance,
but God in his mercy still gives them more warnings.
Mais Dieu dans sa miséricorde donne toujours
l'avertissement. He didn't just come and sink the whole nation.
Il ne vient pas seulement sur toute la nation.
He attacked them very specifically.
Il les attaque d'une manière spécifique.
And that's the Assyrian Empire.
C'était le royaume assyrien.
And it attacked Israel.
Et quand ils ont attaqué
so Israel make their vow.
Israël a fait un vœu.
Now this is what I'm saying was their defiance.
C'est ce que j'ai dit qu'ils
and they say the bricks are fallen down, but we will build with hewn stone.
Les briques sont tombées, mais nous allons construire avec des grandes
pierres.
That's
what man does. It's sad.
C'est triste.
When God is judging.
Si, quand Dieu juge,
and people don't see it as judgment.
Et que les gens ne voient pas que c'est un jugement.
When a nation is in peril, right on the edge of totally being annihilated.
Quand la nation est sur le point d'être totalement
annihilée. And God is trying to get their attention to say, wake up.
Dieu essaie de tirer leur attention pour
wake
leur dire,
up.
Réveillez-vous.
You're in a treacherous position.
Vous êtes dans une condition très délicate.
And instead of the people waking up.
Au lieu que les gens se réveillent.
They steel themselves against the very judgment that has come up against them.
Ils s'endurcissent eux-mêmes contre le
jugement
qui arrive.
These were brick buildings. Yes, the rain can wash away the mud.
Il dit c'était des constructions en
brique. Let's get to the quarries.
Nous allons maintenant partir.
Let's go and hew blocks of stone.
Nous allons prendre maintenant des grands cailloux.
Let's bring them.
Nous allons les
and let's rebuild
nous allons
on the same ground that has been destroyed.
Sur le même terrain qui a été, duquel on a détruit.
Now this was ground zero in America.
Ça, c'était l'étage du départ.
Friends,
en
the bricks had fallen down.
Les briques sont tombées.
It was a sign.
C'était un signe.
And America should have recognized that sign.
Que l'Amérique aurait reconnu ce signe.
But what did they do?
Mais qu'est-ce qu'ils ont fait?
Exactly like Israel.
Comme Israël.
So that's okay.
Ils ont dit c'est bien.
We'll clear away the stones.
Nous allons nettoyer.
And we'll build something bigger.
Nous allons construire quelque chose de plus
grand. Than was built there before.
Que ce qui était là avant.
And every one of the people that spoke, those political leaders after 9/11.
Tous ces dirigeants politiques qui ont parlé après le 11 septembre.
They used the word defiance.
Ils ont utilisé le mot défi.
We need to be defiant.
Ils disent, nous
Donald Trump, the big property developer, says, "We need to build a bigger building." higher than the ones that came down. We need to be defiant in the face of our enemies. Now, friends, it's good to be defiant if you're in the will of God. But don't be defiant when you're not in the will of God. Because the way that God works, the principle of judgment,
parce que le principe du jugement de Dieu,
is fail to heed, the prophet says, the temporary judgment.
Quand vous manquez d'écouter les jugements temporaires,
and God's going to have to bring something bigger.
Alors Dieu va amener quelque chose de
you
plus grand.
Speak to your children first, they fail to listen.
Vos enfants n'écoutent pas
you
quand
ratchet
vous parlez,
it up a little bit
vous augmentez
to a higher level of discipline.
Vous augmentez le niveau de discipline.
And with nations,
et avec les nations,
when they fail to hear,
quand ils manquent d'écouter,
it's the end of them.
C'est leur fin.
It's absolutely the end.
C'est vraiment la fin.
As it was with Israel.
Comme c'était avec Israël.
So these people vow, we're going to build now.
Ces gens ont dit, maintenant nous allons construire.
With what?
Avec quoi?
With hewn stones.
Avec des grandes pierres.
So the people in Samaria, maybe the government, it says, okay,
les gens,
let's put out a contract.
Nous allons maintenant signer un contrat.
We're going to pay so much money, go to the quarry.
Allez maintenant, nous allons payer beaucoup
d'argent. Because you know the way they did it first. You'd always bring one stone.
D'abord, ils ont amené
as a corner piece.
Comme une pierre de angulaire.
And they would send to the quarries and hew out the stone and bring it and say, it's okay.
Et ils ont été amenés dans les champs.
We're still the people of God.
Nous sommes toujours le peuple
God
de
is
Dieu.
Our God.
Dieu est notre Dieu.
We're going to build it stronger this time.
Nous allons construire plus grand maintenant.
And what does America do?
Qu'est-ce que l'Amérique a dit?
They send out to the quarries of New York.
Ils ont envoyé les constructeurs de New York.
And they hew out this big stone.
Ils sont venus avec des plus grandes pierres.
Out of New York granite.
À partir de granit de New York.
And they have a big ceremony right at ground zero, right in the place where the bricks have fallen down.
Ils ont
down.
Eu des grandes cérémonies juste à l'endroit où les immeubles
they
étaient.
They clear tombés. All the bricks.
Ils ont débarrassé toutes les.
There's Governor Pataki. There's all the big names. Or they have a big dedication ceremony.
Il y avait tous ces grands noms d'Amérique qui étaient là à la
and
dédicace.
It's okay. We're going to build with stone.
Nous allons maintenant reconstruire.
And they put down the stone now.
Ils ont posé leurs pierres.
And they build the Freedom Tower.
Ils ont construit l'immeuble, le gratte-ciel qu'ils ont appelé le gratte-ciel.
And they make the Freedom Tower bigger than the trade center.
L'immeuble de liberté est plus grand que ces deux immeubles qui étaient tombés avant.
And they totally fail to see the purpose.
Ils ont complètement manqué de voir le but.
Totally fail to see the picture of what they're supposed to see.
Ils ont manqué de voir ce qu'ils devaient voir.
Now, friends, God has a way of getting our attention.
Dieu a une manière de tirer notre attention.
And when God starts to correct you in your life.
Quand Dieu commence à
when he opens a breach,
quand Dieu ouvre une brèche,
and maybe things have been going well, and you start getting a little bit slack and a little bit arrogant, and you start taking liberties.
Quand les choses vont bien, que vous commencez à devenir arrogant,
maybe there comes a breach in your health.
Dieu, il y aura une brèche qui va s'ouvrir.
A breach in your home,
dans votre maison.
A breach at your job.
Dans votre travail.
Maybe you lose your job.
Peut-être vous perdez votre emploi.
Now there's a breach in your finances.
Il y a une brèche dans vos finances.
To a believer.
Pour un croyant.
Nothing happens by chance.
Rien n'arrive au hasard.
God wants to teach you through the breach.
Dieu veut t'enseigner dans cette brèche.
And the very judgment that comes upon you
et ce jugement
is a voice behind the judgment.
C'est la voix derrière le jugement.
Because God is very particular how he chooses to judge.
Parce que Dieu,
he wants you to learn.
Dieu choisit la manière de juger pour que tu tires des leçons.
Eve.
Eve
is deceived into opening a breach.
Elle était séduite pour ouvrir la brèche.
And the enemy comes in.
Et l'ennemi est venu.
And then Adam, he opens the breach willingly.
Et Adam avait ouvert la brèche.
And he partakes of the sin.
Et il a pris le péché.
When God comes down to judge,
mais quand Dieu vient
it was a
juger,
very specific judgment.
C'était un jugement très spécifique.
He said to Eve, you will bring forth with sorrow.
Il dit, Eve, toi tu vas enfanter
the punishment
douleur.
Fitted the crime. In sorrow you shall conceive, you will bring forth with labor pains.
Tu vas concevoir dans des douleurs. Le jugement correspond à la.
And he comes to Adam and says, "Cursed be the ground."
Il dit à Adam, la terre sera maudite.
You will sweat and toil.
C'est dans la sueur.
God in his mercy. There's a lesson in the judgment.
Il y a une leçon dans le jugement.
But if you just want to push the judgment off and say, ah, we don't worry about that. I'm going to push on anyhow.
Rejeter le jugement et dire, je m'en
yes, fais. I lost my job. I'm just going to go and look for another one.
Dit, j'ai perdu
that's okay.
Mon boulot, je vais chercher
but a believer
chose.
Who's got a tender heart
mais un croyant qui a un cœur
will go before the Lord and say, but Lord, what does this mean?
Il va aller devant le Seigneur et dire,
what are you trying to teach me,
dire?
Lord?
Qu'est-ce que tu veux m'enseigner?
Because nothing happens to a believer by chance.
Parce que rien n'arrive à un
God is behind every move, the prophet
says.
And if you will be humble and soft before the Lord, He will come and teach you through the judgment.
Si tu es humble et doux devant le Seigneur, il va t'enseigner au travers du
friends,
jugement.
When we're disciplining our children, you don't just out of the blue grab your child and wow.
La manière dont disciplinons les enfants, nous les
get out of my sight.
Demain,
and the child says, but what does this mean?
L'enfant va se demander,
what am I supposed to learn? You don't
qu'est-ce
do that.
Apprendre à ceci.
You sit them down and say, my friend, you're in trouble.
Tu vas le mettre là, lui dire, tu as des problèmes.
You cannot speak to your mother like that.
Tu peux pas parler
don't you ever do
ça.
That again. And to
ça.
Reinforce this lesson, there's going to be some pain.
Et si tu fais cela encore, je vais
so the child knows this judgment
et sait que ce
is because of this crime.
Est à cause de cette
it's God's mercy, friends. Because he wants us to learn.
Il veut que nous
God doesn't delight in judgment.
Dieu ne se réjouit pas du
he
jugement.
Doesn't just judge for the sake of judging.
Il ne juge, il juge pas seulement pour juger.
When he judges in a specific way, there's mais, a real virtuous lesson you could learn.
Mais il juge d'une manière pour que tu tires une leçon.
Like David.
Comme David.
David's there and he's out of the will of God and he takes the Ark of the Covenant.
David, en dehors de la volonté de Dieu, il prend l'Arche de l'Alliance.
And he's not doing it according to the way the word said.
Il ne le fait pas de la manière dont Dieu a dit.
And God opens a breach.
Et Dieu ouvre une brèche.
The place is called Perez Uzza, the breach on Uzza.
La place est appelée Perez Uzza.
And
c'est
he
la
smites Uzza dead
et
for
il a
touching the Ark.
Uzza de la mort.
Now David was a man of God.
Et David était un homme de Dieu.
He said, let's stop.
Il dit, arrêtons-nous.
Let's call a halt.
Arrêtons-nous.
Let's go and ask the Lord, Lord, what does this mean?
Demandons
the Bible says that David was greatly displeased that day.
La Bible dit, David n'était
and he
pas
went
content.
And he sought God, and God revealed, you're not doing it my way.
Il est allé chercher
it's
le
got
Seigneur.
To be in the shoulder of the Levites.
Le Seigneur a dit, tu le fais
put
pas
it on
je
a
le
new
veux.
Cart and put
c'est
oxen in front.
Les qui doivent le porter, pas les chars neufs.
But the breach and the judgment that came in the breach.
Mais la brèche et le jugement qui est venu
par la brèche.
It
was a specific lesson that if people were humble, they would have learned it.
C'était une leçon spécifique.
And they would have closed
apprennent.
Up the breach.
Et ils ont fermé la brèche.
And we know that prophets are called the restorers of the breach.
Les prophètes sont appelés les restaurateurs des brèches.
Whenever sin causes people, nations to cause breaches in their walls.
Chaque fois.
Iniquity.
Chaque fois que le péché amène les gens à ouvrir une brèche,
it's like a prophet is sent to stand in the breach.
Le prophète est envoyé pour se tenir
and to warn the people, judgment's going to come through this breach if you don't stop the breach. And he explains the breach and explains how to close up the breach.
Il montre aux gens comment fermer la brèche.
And if you fail to heed the warning of the word
et si vous manquez de
concerning these breaches that are opening in your defenses,
concernant la brèche qui a ouvert votre
what else
défense,
can God do?
Qu'est-ce que Dieu peut faire?
Let the enemy come in at first, just through the breach, sometimes just a little bit.
Il va laisser l'ennemi venir, parfois d'une petite
remember the book of Haggai.
Rappelez-vous le livre
the d'Agé. People had opened a breach.
Les gens avaient ouvert la
they
brèche.
Started building the house of the Lord.
Ils ont commencé à bâtir
they
la
laid
Seigneur
the foundation, then they forgot about it.
Ils ont bâti la
and they went and they were building their nice homes and
ils sont allés bâtir
put
leur
the wood paneling and all the things which it speaks of.
Maison, bien lambrissée.
And then God saw there's a breach here.
Et Dieu a vu
the people
are
not being
ici.
Faithful to me.
Il dit, ces gens n'ont pas été fidèles.
So God blows upon their crops.
Dieu a
and now there's no harvest.
Boisson.
Blows on the olive orchards, vineyards.
Il a soufflé
hey,
sur leurs vignerons.
He says you look to get so much oil and you only got so much.
Il dit, vous pensez avoir beaucoup d'huile, vous en
he says you earn wages and you put it in a bag that's like got holes in it.
Vous placez vos richesses dans vos bagages troués.
And the Lord sent him the prophet
Haggai
and Zechariah.
Agé.
And Zechariah came and said, consider your ways.
Il a dit, considérez vos voix.
Stop. Consider. Think of what this means to you.
Arrêtez-vous, considérez, pensez.
And then when they went and they looked,
they
said, God is cursing our blessings.
Ils ont dit, le Seigneur,
because we're not being faithful to
le
Him.
Le Seigneur maudit notre bénédiction parce que nous sommes
so
pas
he's
fidèles.
Being unfaithful to us.
Il a été infidèle.
Then they repented.
Ils se sont
repentis. And then the prophet came and said to them, from this day, mark
prophète,
it on your calendar.
Et le prophète a dit, à partir
I'll de bless
jour,
you.
Je vais vous bénir.
And the blessings came back.
Et la bénédiction
because they closed the bridge.
Parce qu'ils ont
because they heard the voice of the Lord.
Parce qu'ils ont entendu la voix
because
du Seigneur.
They were tender and they were soft.
Parce qu'ils étaient tendres
and they listened to the voice.
Et ils écoutaient la voix.
Of the correction.
De
as well as to the voice of the prophet.
Comme ils écoutaient la voix du prophète.
Because many times there's no learning without pain.
Parce que plusieurs fois, il n'y a pas de leçon sans douleur.
You know, we don't learn the lesson fully just by hearing it.
Vous pouvez pas complètement
sometimes you've got to bump our head.
Parfois, vous devez vous
almost
la tête.
Get ourselves in a lot of trouble.
Nous devons parfois entrer en difficulté.
And because of the pain and the experience we went through,
et à cause de la douleur et des expériences,
the lesson is reinforced.
La leçon peut être
and next time we get in that position, we think of the pain.
Quand nous allons dans cette position,
because I'm not playing with this anymore.
Il dit, je veux plus
like David
douleur.
With Bathsheba.
Comme au jour de
and
David
God raising trouble in his house against
Dieu,
him
Dieu a placé des
to purge him
maison.
Of that weakness, the prophet said.
Pour le purger de cette faiblesse.
So they failed to hear.
Ils ont manqué d'écouter.
And they said, we'll rebuild.
Ils ont dit, nous rebâtirons.
Now this was defiance. Like I said, the word defiance means open resistance.
Défiance veut dire une résistance ouverte.
Or bold disobedience.
Ou une désobéissance entêtée.
Friends, I make many mistakes.
J'ai commis beaucoup de
but I ask the Lord that I'll never make that mistake.
Je demande au Seigneur de ne jamais les
let him never let me come to that stage that I'm boldly defiant of him.
Qu'il me laisse jamais arriver à cet endroit où je deviens complètement
don't you want to be someone like at the moment that he takes away a little bit of his blessing, hey, your world falls apart.
Le moment qu'il enlève seulement ses bénédictions, vous tombez.
And you call a halt and you fast and you put your hands and say, Lord, I don't know what's going on, but I've done something here.
Vous arrêtez, vous dites, Seigneur, je ne sais pas ce que j'ai fait, mais il y a quelque chose qui ne va pas.
I think God seeks for people such as that.
Et Dieu cherche des
those
gens
are
comme
people
cela.
After God's own heart.
Des gens selon le cœur.
The Bible says, them that tremble at His word.
Des gens qui tremblent à sa parole.
But Israel had got so hardened by their sin. Their prosperity for so long.
Israël a été tellement endurci dans ses péchés.
And that prosperity was because of God.
Leur prospérité qui a pris trop
because
longtemps,
of the godliness of their founding fathers, not because of them.
Parce que Dieu se souvenait de leur père fondateur.
And America became so prosperous, not because of this generation.
L'Amérique est devenue prospère pas à
but
cause de cette
because of those
génération.
Generations gone by.
Mais à cause de cette génération
and God
passée.
Visited the blessing upon their children and their children's children, like He
et
said
Dieu
that He would.
Dieu a promis des bénédictions sur leurs enfants et les enfants de leurs enfants.
And America started taking it for granted.
Et l'Amérique a commencé
wow,
à
nothing
prendre
can move us.
Dit,
no, we can just go and bully people around and we can do what we want.
Nous pouvons menacer les gens tout autour, nous pouvons faire ce que nous voulons.
And then they started to allow all this ungodliness to come in.
Ils ont commencé à
this paganism,
à permettre
taking the Bible out of the schools,
ces paganismes,
all of the Sodom stuff which is taken
la Bible
over.
Dans l'église, la sodomie et tout, dans les écoles et tout.
God sent them a prophet.
Et Dieu leur a envoyé les prophètes.
And they didn't listen to the prophet.
Ils n'ont pas écouté les prophètes.
So God brought a breach. Sent the terrorists through the breach.
A ouvert une brèche, a envoyé les terroristes.
And they still didn't listen.
Ils n'ont pas écouté.
And they went and hewed themselves the big stone.
Ils sont allés prendre
and they said,
pierres.
It's okay, we'll just build our city stronger.
Ils ont dit, nous allons construire notre ville.
We'll overcome. Doesn't matter what comes next time.
Peu importe ce qui va se produire, nous allons
they built the Freedom Tower.
Ils ont construit la tour de la liberté.
Now be careful about towers.
Soyez prudents avec les tours.
There's two types of tower.
Il y a deux types de tours.
To those that are in the will of God,
pour ceux qui sont dans la
the name of the
de
Lord
la,
is a strong tower.
Le nom du Seigneur
and the righteous run therein and are safe. And America should have sought the tower
aurait dû chercher
which their forefathers had trusted in.
Que leur père avait
but
cru.
They long forsook the God of their fathers.
Ils ont abandonné le Dieu de leur père.
And there was another tower in the Bible that spoke of defiance after judgment. When God judged in the days of Noah
et Dieu a jugé
and he poured his wrath upon the nations,
et il a amené sa colère
they
sur
came
les
out
nations.
From there. The next generation said, let's build a tower.
Ils sont descendus, la génération suivante, ils ont
let's make a name for ourselves.
Faisons-nous un nom.
Let's make something that goes into heaven.
Construisons quelque chose qui va au ciel.
And if it floods again, it's okay. If God sends him, we'll just get up in our
même
tower.
Si, même si y a une autre déluge qui vient, nous allons monter
the insanity
là-dessus.
Of man.
C'est l'insanité
without
de
God.
Sans Dieu.
And they harden themselves and they build themselves a tower. And they
et
think they're doing something good.
Et ils ont construit une tour.
And God looks down and says, you people,
Dieu a regardé, il a dit, vous,
you're heading into an awful amount of trouble.
Vous allez seulement vous attirer
if you keep going
problèmes.
This way.
Si vous continuez
so
comme
they build the Freedom Tower.
Ils ont construit
and you know, the prophet says in the seals book, he says, you know what's waiting for America?
Le prophète dit dans les sceaux, vous savez ce qui attend l'Amérique?
He says, it's slavery.
C'est l'esclavage.
Slavery.
L'esclavage.
It's just because of what they did to the American Indians.
À cause de ce qu'ils ont fait aux Indiens américains.
Remember, Jesus came.
Vous
and he said, there's been a lot of sin in Israel.
Il a dit, il y a beaucoup de péchés en Israël.
Right from the days of Abel, you people have rejected God.
Depuis les jours d'Abel, vous, vous avez rejeté
right
Dieu.
To the prophet Zechariah, the A to Z of all the prophets.
Zacharie, de A à Z.
And Jesus said something very strong.
Et Jésus a dit quelque chose de profond.
He says, the punishment of all that
il dit, la punition de tout ceci
will come on this generation.
Viendra, descendra sur cette génération.
But that's a serious thing, friends.
C'est une chose sérieuse.
God punished their fathers in measure.
Dieu a puni leur père.
But then came the generation that the judgment came in a fullness.
Mais il y a la génération qui va avoir toute la plénitude du jugement.
Because they were defiant.
Parce qu'ils étaient
and Israel trusted in their temple, which we'll see as we go along.
Et croyaient en leur temple.
Now let's have a look at the next thing.
Voyons
and
la
watch
chose
this, friends. It's amazing what God does. I was so amazed by this.
C'est merveilleux.
This is absolutely the truth that I'm saying. I've really checked these things out.
J'ai vraiment étudié ces choses.
Look at the next thing which they said, Israel, in their last days.
Voyez la chose que Israël a dit.
The bricks are fallen down. We'll build them with hewn stones.
Nous allons construire
the
avec des grandes pierres.
The sycamores are cut down.
Les sycamores sont tombés.
But we will change them into cedars.
Mais nous allons planter maintenant des cèdres.
That literally means we will replant cedars in their place.
Cela veut dire que nous allons replanter des cèdres à leur place.
Where a sycamore was growing and the Syrians came and knocked it down.
Là où les sycomores grandissaient, les Syriens
okay.
ont coupé.
We're not going to learn the lesson from that.
Nous n'allons pas tirer une leçon.
God uprooting the sycamore.
Dieu déracinant les sycomores.
We'll just get a bigger tree.
Nous allons prendre
hey, we're the most powerful nation.
Israël, c'était une grande nation.
We'll just put a cedar in there instead.
Ils ont planté.
Let's see them knock down the cedars.
Voyons maintenant comment ils vont couper les cèdres.
Friend, that's a serious attitude to have.
C'est une attitude sérieuse.
This is the sycamore of Ground Zero. Là, I don't know if anybody's ever seen it.
Les
it's very famous in America.
De là où on avait fait éclater les
right
les
at the murs. Corner of Ground Zero.
Juste au rez-de-chaussée de,
when
du,
those trade centers
trade center,
came down.
Là où les immeubles étaient tombés,
there was one sycamore tree growing.
Il y avait un sycomore, un arbre, un sycomore là.
And when the trade centers came down.
Quand
and all of that debris came down and the shock wave went out.
Quand ils sont tombés et que l'onde de choc est sortie,
one of the girders
l'un de,
from the trade center
l'un des piliers du
struck
trade center,
the sycamore.
Il a cogné le sycomore
and knocked it right out of the ground.
Et il a déraciné complètement.
It uprooted the sycamore.
Il a déraciné
that's a famous sycamore, I'll show you. They've actually taken the sycamore and they've made a memorial for it.
Ils ont pris le
it's called the sycamore
memorial.
Of 9/11.
C'était le sycamore du 11 septembre.
Now that means something, friends.
Cela veut dire quelque chose.
It's an exact parallel with Israel.
C'est une similitude parfaite avec Israël.
It's okay, you've knocked down our sycamores.
Il dit, nous allons, c'est notre sycamore.
They've made a monument out of brass.
Ils
called
ont
the brazen sycamore.
Ils ont fait un mémorial en Eren.
They took those very roots of that uprooted sycamore and they made a monument out of brass.
Ils ont pris ces racines du sycomore.
And we'll see later where they put it.
Ils ont construit un monument en Eren.
Brass speaks of judgment.
Cela l'Eren parle du jugement.
This means something, friends.
Cela veut
we'll
dire
see what it means
chose.
As we go. The sycamore.
Le sycomore.
And then what do they do?
Et voyez qu'est-ce qu'ils ont fait.
But we will change them into cedars.
Et nous allons les transformer en cèdres.
It's unbelievable.
Incroyable.
They came and planted a cedar tree there.
Ils sont venus, ils ont planté un
cèdre. They had a big ceremony, and there it is.
C'était une grande cérémonie.
In exactly the spot where that sycamore tree was knocked down.
Au même endroit où ce sycamore
they went and got a cedar tree.
Ils ont planté un cèdre.
Which stands there today.
Qui se tient là aujourd'hui.
And they call it something, the tree of freedom or something. And they planted it in a big ceremony with all the dignitaries there once again. They planted that cedar tree right in the very literal spot where the sycamore tree used to be. And I asked myself, what is going on here? Are they doing it on purpose or what? What are they doing? The prophet says, the people are in the spirit of the last days. Just as much as Caiaphas, the high priest, he spoke not knowing what he was saying. So these people act without knowing what they're doing. Now the uprooting of a tree,
le déracinement d'un arbre,
it means something.
Cela veut dire quelque chose.
Remember, Nebuchadnezzar was typed as the great tree, and all the birds of the air came and so forth.
Rappelez-vous, Nebuchadnezzar était typifié.
And then that tree was hewn down.
Et cet arbre a été déraciné.
And Babylon was typed as a great tree.
Et Babylone était le type de grand arbre.
And then Jesus says,
et Jésus a dit,
I'll tell you a parable of the fig tree that grew in a vineyard.
Je vais vous parler de la parabole du figuier dans le vigneron.
And the master sent to find fruit for 3 years and he couldn't find it.
Le maître envoya pour comprendre de
and after 3 years he says, get rid of that tree.
Après 3 ans, il a dit, débarrassez-vous.
And they pleaded and said, no, give it another year. Maybe it'll bring forth fruit.
Ils ont dit, donnez-lui peut-être une autre année.
Israel is the fig tree.
Israël, c'est le figuier.
The sycamore tree represents something.
Et le sycomore représente quelque chose.
And as the trade center went down,
et quand le trade center est tombé,
and the bricks came down,
et que les bricks sont tombées,
it knocked the sycamore tree.
Il a frappé le sycomore
right out. And the only thing that you could see was the roots.
La seule chose qu'on pouvait voir, c'était les racines.
So they called it the tree of hope.
Ils l'ont appelé l'arbre.
And they planted the cedar tree in its place.
Et ils ont planté le cèdre là-bas.
Now, watch this.
Voyez maintenant.
The Bible says, in the mouth of two or three witnesses,
la Bible
let
dit
everything be established.
Que toute chose soit établie par le témoignage de deux ou trois témoins.
Let's go back to Israel.
Rentrons à Israël.
Israel's been attacked.
Israël a été attaqué.
There's the ruins. They have their ground zero in Samaria.
Il y a les ruines, il y a le rez-de-chaussée.
Their sycamore trees have been uprooted as well.
Leur sycomore aussi a été déraciné.
So maybe a bit of a drama, but I'm sure it was like that. The government makes a decision.
Peut-être qu'on peut dire que le gouvernement a pris une décision.
Let's call the people together.
Appelons les gens maintenant.
Let's encourage the people.
Encourageons les
gens. People are fearful. They don't understand what these judgments mean.
Ils ne comprennent pas ce que ces jugements.
They don't understand what these events mean. Let's reassure them that all is well.
Réconfortons-les, ils comprennent pas ce que ceci veut.
That we are going to rebuild.
Que nous allons rebâtir.
That we're going to come out of this stronger than we went into it.
Que nous allons en sortir plus fort que nous étions avant.
On September the 12th, 2001.
Le 12 septembre 2001.
This man is Tom Daschle. Some people may know him.
Cet homme s'appelle Tom Daschle.
He was the leader of the majority in the Senate.
Il était le leader de la majorité au Sénat.
So he spoke for the Senate the next day.
Il a parlé pour le Sénat le jour suivant.
When all of the people started getting up and they gave all these speeches, you know, the President Bush was there and all that.
Quand tous ces gens commençaient à parler, le
this man got up to conclude the proceedings.
Cet homme s'est levé pour arrêter la procédure.
And they say here he's the highest representative of the nation's highest legislative body.
Il est le plus haut représentant de l'organe législatif le plus élevé du
pays. He was a very important symbolic person that day.
C'était une personne très symbolique ce jour.
Because he's representing the entire Senate, which represents the entire country.
Il représente le Sénat entier, le Sénat lui-même qui représente.
So he's standing up. And he's going to proclaim now what America needs to do.
Il va proclamer ce que l'Amérique doit faire.
And he gives a speech of encouragement, and this is the end of his speech. You can go and listen to it on YouTube.
I listened to it.
And he says,
et il dit,
I know that there's only the smallest measure of inspiration that can be taken from this devastation.
Il dit, il y a seulement une petite mesure d'inspiration qui peut être tirée de cette dévastation.
But there's a passage in the Bible from Isaiah.
Mais il y a un passage dans la Bible dans Ésaïe,
that I think speaks to all of us at times like this.
Qui je crois parle à nous tous en ce temps comme celui-ci.
The bricks have fallen.
Les briques sont tombées.
But we shall rebuild with dressed stone.
Mais nous allons rebâtir avec des grandes
the
pierres.
The fig trees have been felled. That's his translation. The fig trees have been felled.
Le figuier a été déraciné.
But we will replace them with cedars.
Nous allons les remplacer avec des cèdres.
What is going on here?
Qu'est-ce qui se passe ici?
How can they choose that scripture?
Comment peut-il choisir cette écriture?
They say there's 30,000 scriptures in the Bible.
Il dit qu'il y a 30,000 écritures dans la Bible.
And they've just had a breach. Had an attack.
Mais ils ont eu seulement une brèche.
The bricks. The steam is still coming up. This is the next day after September the 11th.
C'est le jour après le 11 septembre. La fumée.
They haven't even yet found that sycamore tree that's been knocked down. This man doesn't even know that sycamore tree is there.
Cet homme ne sait même pas que ce sycomore a été déraciné.
It hasn't even entered into the minds of people yet to go to the great quarry and hew out a stone and come and build with stone.
Et il rappelle aux gens qu'ils doivent aller dans les carrières pour prendre des pierres et venir rebâtir.
But this man speaks.
Mais cet homme a parlé.
And he uses Isaiah 9, verse 10.
Au verset 9, verset 10.
It's like Caiaphas, friends.
C'est comme,
because of his position.
À cause de sa position.
It was prophetic.
C'était prophétique.
He was speaking under prophecy. Spirit of prophecy.
Il parlait sous l'esprit de prophétie.
Because the definition of prophecy is to say something which could only supernaturally be known.
La prophétie veut dire quelque chose qui peut seulement être connu d'une manière surnaturelle.
Now, you think of people in the Bible, like Balaam.
Pensez aux gens dans la Bible.
Balaam tried to curse Israel.
Balaam a tenté de maudire.
But he didn't know what he was saying, and he blessed them.
Mais il ne savait pas ce qu'il disait, il les a bénis.
This man,
cet homme,
he thinks he's blessing America.
Il pensait qu'il bénissait
l'Amérique. He thinks this is a good scripture to use to encourage the people.
Il pensait que c'était une bonne écriture pour les encourager.
Yes, the bricks are down. Let's build them again.
Il dit les briques sont tombées, rebâtissons.
And instead, he's proclaiming the curse.
Au contraire, il proclame
la Because Isaiah 9 verse 10 was the very reason that God absolutely destroyed Israel.
Parce qu'Isaïe 9 10 c'était la raison
that
pour laquelle
attitude,
il a détruit
that way they faced up to that situation.
Cette attitude envers cette situation
was the last straw in the eyes of the Lord.
C'était la dernière chose pour Israël.
That's why Jeremiah said truly.
C'est pourquoi
the ways of a man are not within himself.
Sorry.
The ways of a man are not within himself.
Les voies de l'homme ne sont pas conduites par lui-même.
Now, when they have the anniversary, watch now, 3 years later,
3 ans plus tard, quand ils ont eu l'anniversaire,
of September the 11th,
du 11 septembre,
and they ask this man his name,
ils ont demandé à cet homme,
is John Edwards. He was the vice presidential candidate in the election. Some people will remember him.
Cet homme s'appelle John Edwards, il était vice-président à l'élection.
They bring together the whole of the Senate once again.
Ils ont rassemblé le Sénat une fois de plus.
In Washington.
À Washington.
And they ask him now to speak.
On lui a demandé de parler.
And he says, good morning.
Il a dit bonjour.
Today on this day of remembrance and mourning,
ce jour,
we have the Lord's word to get us through.
Ce jour de souvenir et de deuil, nous avons la parole du Seigneur pour nous amener.
The bricks have fallen.
Les briques sont tombées.
But we will build with dressed stones.
Mais nous allons rebâtir avec des
The sycamores have been cut down.
Les sycomores ont été déracinés.
But we will put cedars in
Mais nous allons les remplacer avec des cèdres.
They so identified themselves with that scripture.
Ils se sont identifiés
Without realizing that scripture is not a blessing, it's a curse.
Sans réaliser que cette
that scripture is the last days of Israel.
C'était les derniers jours d'Israël.
That scripture was the very attitude that brought Israel until they were no longer a nation.
C'est cette attitude qui a mené Israël à disparaître en tant que nation.
So then in 2009 they decide they're going to have a memorial once again.
En 2009 ils ont dit qu'ils allaient
And I think everybody came to Ground Zero and they signed these different things.
Tout le monde est venu au rez-de-chaussée et ils ont signé.
And they asked President Obama now to sign.
Ils ont demandé au président Obama de
On this thing and here's what he said.
Et voyez ce qu'il a dit.
We remember.
Nous nous rappelons.
We rebuild.
Nous rebâtissons.
We come back stronger.
Nous en sortons plus fort.
It's exactly the same thing.
Nous revenons étant plus fort.
We will rebuild.
Nous rebâtissons.
We will do it.
Nous allons le faire.
We'll take it in our own hands and we'll sort this issue out.
Nous allons le prendre et nous allons résoudre ça nous-mêmes.
And God looked down at them and said, "You haven't learned the lesson."
Dieu a regardé et dit, "Vous n'allez pas tirer de leçon."
So if you don't learn the lesson the first time.
Si vous ne tirez pas la leçon la première fois,
you got to have the second shaking.
Vous allez avoir un second choc.
So this is the second shaking.
C'est le deuxième
Now
choc.
Now this is the mystery of Wall Street.
C'est le mystère de Wall
it's
Street.
It's very strange how these things work.
C'est étrange la manière dont ces choses marchent.
We need to go back now to understand Wall Street.
Nous devons rentrer maintenant pour comprendre
Wall Street is the center of commerce in America.
Wall Street, c'est le centre du commerce en Amérique.
That's where all the business is done.
C'est là qu'on fait toutes les affaires.
But how did Wall Street start?
Comment Wall Street a-t-il commencé?
Wall Street started back in the 1700s.
Il a commencé dans les années 1700.
When a group of traders who were trading stocks and bonds and so forth, 1790 something.
Quand un groupe de commerçants, des gens qui vendaient les
they met together secretly in a hotel.
Ils se sont rencontrés
secrètement. And they discussed how they could rationalize and bring order to the trading of stocks and bonds in America.
Ils se sont rassemblés pour voir comment ils peuvent mettre de l'ordre dans le marché des stocks.
And then they agreed now on this thing called the Buttonwood Agreement. I think Brother François knows about it.
Ils se sont accordés dans ce qu'ils ont appelé les Buttonwood.
And they came to where Wall Street is now, and there was a tree, a Buttonwood tree.
Ils sont venus à Wall Street. Il y avait un arbre qu'on appelait.
And this picture is actually taken from the New York Stock Exchange. It hangs in the New York Stock Exchange, which is on Wall Street.
Cette photo est prise à partir de l'avenue.
And they signed this agreement, which founded the economic prosperity of America.
Ils ont signé cet accord.
This was the start of the prosperity of America.
Cet accord qui était financially, le début de la
was this Buttonwood agreement.
C'était le Buttonwood.
And it was called the Buttonwood agreement because they signed it under a Buttonwood tree.
C'était l'accord de Buttonwood parce qu'ils avaient signé en dessous de.
Now, what is a Buttonwood tree?
Qu'est-ce qu'un Buttonwood, cet arbre qu'on appelle?
In America, it's called a sycamore tree.
En Amérique, on l'appelle le sycomore.
So Wall Street was started under a sycamore tree.
Wall Street avait commencé sous un sycomore.
We could call it the sycamore agreement.
Nous pouvons l'appeler aussi l'accord des sycamores.
And later on, they changed this Buttonwood Association. They called it the New York Stock Exchange, and that is what is on Wall Street. That's the center of commerce
on appelle
in the world. It's been for.
C'est le centre du commerce mondial.
So they signed this agreement under a sycamore tree.
Ils ont signé cet accord sous le sycomore.
Friends. So is it not quite significant
c'est très
that significant. When the trade centers come down,
c'est significatif quand le World Trade Center est tombé,
those are the world trade centers.
C'était le centre du commerce mondial.
Speaking of the commerce of the world,
parlant du commerce
that
du
was
monde.
The symbols of America's prosperity, that it had the trade centers right there.
C'était le symbole de la prospérité américaine. Ils avaient le centre commercial.
It's not amazing that when the centers come down, it knocks down not this particular sycamore tree, but it knocks down the sycamore tree.
Quand le centre est tombé,
it uproots the sycamore tree.
Il déracine le sycamore.
Completely uproots it and throws it out of the ground.
Il le déracine complètement et le jette par terre.
So they take the sycamore tree, the one that was uprooted.
Ils ont pris ce sycamore qui était
déraciné. And they make it out of brass.
The roots. Ils en ont fait un en airain.
Don't remember John the Baptist says the axe is laid to the root of the tree.
Jean-Baptiste a dit,
that's judgment, friends.
La hache est placée à la racine. C'est le jugement.
And when they decide now, let's find a place to put this brazen sycamore tree.
Et quand ils ont décidé de l'endroit où ils devaient placer ce
sycamore, instead of putting it in ground zero near where the original sycamore tree was,
au lieu de l'amener là où les immeubles se trouvaient,
here's Wall Street.
Voici Wall Street.
Wall Street goes up here.
Wall Street monte là-bas.
And finishes here.
Et se termine
and there's
là.
A church they call Trinity Church.
Il y a une église qu'ils appellent l'église de Trinité.
They take this brazen sycamore tree and they put it at the end of Wall Street.
Ils prennent cet arbre de rein et le placent.
Friends,
à la
the
fin
end of Wall Street.
Wall Street.
Amen.
We're seeing the end of Wall Street.
Nous avons vu la fin de Wall Street.
Wall Street, which started with a living sycamore.
Wall Street avait commencé avec
which spoke of the beginning of the prosperity of America.
Qui parlait du début de la prospérité de la.
There's now a breach.
Maintenant,
the trade centers come down.
Le
and the sycamore, what stands for their material prosperity,
et le sycamore qui
is knocked out
là,
the ground.
Il est déraciné complètement.
And to confirm,
et pour le confirmer,
they make it out of brass judgment, a monument.
Ils bâtissent un sycamore de
and they're going to put it at the end of Wall Street.
Et ils vont le mettre à la fin de Wall Street.
What are these people doing?
Qu'est-ce qu'ils font?
If you think of that, friends, that's a very serious thing which they did there.
C'est une chose très importante.
Like I said, God is behind everything. You don't realize.
Dieu derrière tout.
But everything is falling just in place.
Toute chose se place
And God is showing it's the end of Wall Street, friends. It's like when Jesus came and whipped out the money changers that day. Judgment came upon them. There was a short space of time after that. Then there was a total judgment when the temple was destroyed. And God was showing in a measure here what he's going to do in its fullness. So they're going to put this brazen sycamore there.
Ils ont placé ce sycamore derrière là-bas.
Now let's see how these two things relate.
Voyons maintenant comment ces deux choses.
September the 11th.
Le 11 septembre.
It was such a shock.
C'était un choc.
The stock market went down. Suddenly a crash.
La bourse se tomba complètement.
So they quickly get all of the finance people together.
Ils pouvaient pas.
And the Reserve Bank says, let's take the interest rates right down.
La Banque fédérale a dit, faisons descendre.
Let's keep business going. We'll make the interest rate so low, and they bring it down to about, I think, 1.75%. It was so low.
Laissons les affaires continuer, mais
people could get such cheap credit because America was scared the economy was going to collapse because of 9/11.
Parce que l'Amérique savait que l'économie allait tomber à cause de.
So they think they can fix it.
Ils pensaient qu'ils pouvaient le régler.
So they do what they can and they make the interest rates very low. Anybody can borrow money now at such cheap rates.
Ils ont fait tout pour que les gens puissent emprunter l'argent à des taux d'intérêt très bas.
And it causes the credit bubble.
Ils ont créé ce qu'ils ont appelé le trou dans le crédit.
Anybody can buy a house.
Tout le monde peut acheter.
Even if you don't have a job, they're going to lend you money.
Même si vous n'avez pas, un emploi.
Our previous landlord was 57 years old, and they gave him a 25-year mortgage.
Même un bailleur là qui avait âgé de 57 ans, on lui a donné un crédit de 25 ans.
They wanted to keep business going.
On voulait garder les
But because they failed to see the significance of this shaking. At ground zero,
ils ont manqué de voir,
we will rebuild. We'll come out stronger. They set themselves up for the second shaking.
Ils attendent maintenant au deuxième bousculement.
Now, last Thursday, the 12th of September, was the anniversary of the beginning of the crash.
C'était l'anniversaire du début de la chute.
It was the fifth anniversary.
Sorry?
It was the fifth anniversary.
C'était l'anniversaire.
When the American government decided
lorsque le gouvernement de la
it was not going to save Lehman Brothers. Remember, anybody knows what I'm talking about?
Cette banque, Lehman
they
Brothers.
Said, let Lehman Brothers collapse.
Ils allaient laisser les Lehman Brothers
and when
tomber.
They did that, the world economy collapsed.
Quand ils ont laissé cette banque tomber,
that was the final straw. They just put things down.
C'était la dernière frappe qui allait tout faire tomber.
That man, Tom Daschle, he made his pronouncement on September the 12th,
2001,
it was exactly 7 years to the day.
Amen. C'était exactement 7 jours
that the crash began. 7 years.
C'était 7 ans depuis que le.
And the stock market after September the 11th, you know how much it went down?
La bourse après le
7%.
Vous savez combien elle était descendue de 7%?
And the latest one, 2008,
et le dernier, en 2008,
it went down 7%.
And
you know how much, what 7% is in points?
Et vous savez ce que 7% signifie
it went down 777 points.
Il descendit de 777 points.
The second judgment came just to the right day.
Le second jugement vint le même jour.
And the economy almost went down.
L'économie est tombée.
And the prophet says, God is showing in measure
le prophète dit, Dieu montre
what is about to display in its fullness by shaking these things.
C'est quoi ces choses?
And America goes into all these wars now.
Et l'Amérique, c'est
thinking it can protect itself because of this breach.
Pensant qu'ils peuvent se protéger à cause
and they spend more than $1 trillion.
Et il y avait plus de 3 milliards de dollars
in Afghanistan and Iraq in just a short space of time.
En Afghanistan et en Irak, pendant un petit espace
and
de
friends,
temps.
As we speak today, we still haven't come out of the trouble.
Et comme nous parlons maintenant, nous ne sommes pas encore sortis
des troubles. Just one thing's going to take us down.
Il y a une petite chose seulement pour les faire tomber.
And we're waiting for it.
Et nous attendons.
We're expecting it. It has to come.
Nous attendons.
It has to collapse.
Cela doit
the Bible says so. It says, money will become worthless.
La Bible dit la monnaie va devenir sans valeur.
And the prophet told us it's going to be bankrupt America.
Les prophètes disent qu'ils vont tomber en faillite.
And by them being defiant and thinking we can fix these things ourselves.
Et à cause de du fait qu'ils sont défiants, ils disent que nous allons
they
tout
they just
fixer.
Set themselves up for the final end game.
Ils se positionnent eux-mêmes seulement pour le
which isn't going to be long in coming.
Qui ne va plus tarder.
Now let's finish with this.
Terminons avec ceci.
Why did God choose that place?
Pourquoi Dieu avait-il choisi ce
Why New York?
Pourquoi New York?
Why? Why didn't he choose Washington, D.C.?
Pourquoi n'a-t-il pas choisi Washington?
Why did those terrorists not crash into the White House
Pourquoi
or something?
N'ont-ils pas frappé la Maison Blanche?
Surely if God's going to judge, he's going to judge the capital city.
C'est vrai que si Dieu veut juger, il va juger la capitale.
Friends, there's a very serious significance to everything.
Il y a une signification.
Because God is very significant in the way that he chooses to judge and where he chooses to
Dieu
judge.
Il y a une signification de la manière dont Dieu veut juger.
Now there's a principle in the Bible, you'll find it with Solomon.
Il y a un principe dans la Bible, vous trouvez ça avec Salomon.
When Solomon was inaugurated as king,
quand Salomon a été inauguré en tant que roi,
he went to the temple.
Il est allé au temple.
And he was a godly king.
Il était un roi divin.
And at the temple now, he dedicated Israel to the Lord, remember?
Et au temple, il a dédié Israël à Dieu.
And he prayed and he made intercession for his people.
Il a prié, il a fait l'intercession pour son peuple.
Because he knew his people were in danger of losing the blessing.
Parce qu'il savait que son peuple était en danger de perdre sa bénédiction.
And that's why he prayed and he said, Lord, if your people sin against you and they be scattered throughout the land.
C'est pourquoi quand il a prié, Seigneur, si ton peuple pêche contre toi,
and they call upon your name from that place.
Et qui t'invoque à partir de cet endroit.
Lord, hear from heaven.
Écoute du ciel.
Lord, restore your people.
Restore ton
and
peuple.
We know his prayer in Chronicles.
Et nous connaissons sa prière dans Chronicles.
Now the very place
ce même endroit
of dedication
de la dédicace.
When Israel became disobedient,
quand Israël était devenu désobéissant,
was the very place of destruction.
C'était l'endroit où.
Because when Israel rebelled against the Lord, Judah, the two tribes,
quand Israël se sont rebellés,
God sent them prophets. It says in Chronicles that He warned them and they wouldn't listen until there was no remedy.
Dieu leur a envoyé des prophètes. Ils les ont avertis jusqu'à ce qu'il n'y a plus de remède.
So God sent them Nebuchadnezzar.
Dieu a envoyé alors Nebuchadnezzar.
What did Nebuchadnezzar do?
Et qu'est-ce que
Nebuchadnezzar? He destroyed their temple.
Il a détruit le temple.
The judgment came exactly on the place.
Le jugement est venu exactement à l'endroit
which their godly forefathers had dedicated them.
Où leur ancêtre.
How does that apply to Ground Zero?
Nous rentrons maintenant au
on Wall Street, there's a building called the Federal Hall.
À Wall Street, il y a un building appelé l'immeuble fédéral.
And there's a statue of George Washington.
Il y a une statue de
and George Washington's hand is like this.
Et la main de George Washington est comme ceci.
And this statue commemorates statue, the very place where America really became a nation.
Cette statue commémore l'endroit où l'Amérique.
I think it was 1789. This is when George Washington was made the first president of America.
C'est quand George Washington a été fait le premier président de l'Amérique.
Right on this spot.
Juste en cet endroit-là.
And there's the picture here.
Et voici cette,
of him laying his hand on the Bible and
la photo, c'est
swearing the oath of allegiance as president.
Il pose la main sur la Bible, prétend serment comme à me président.
And that's what he's doing in the statue. He's laying his hand on the Bible, but you don't see the Bible.
Dans la statue, il a la main posée sur la Bible, mais on peut pas voir la Bible.
And that day when he gave his speech, George Washington at the inauguration ceremony in that exact place,
quand il a donné son discours d'inauguration,
he looked out over all the people.
Il a regardé à tout le monde.
And he said, "It's God."
Il a dit
that has given us this blessing.
Que c'est Dieu qui nous a donné
and he said, but be careful.
Mais soyez prudent.
Because if you get off these grounds
parce que
through
si,
which God blesses us,
si vous quittez cet endroit,
the same
Dieu
God
nous a
béni, has blessed us
le même Dieu qui nous a béni,
is going to take away your blessing.
Il va retirer la bénédiction.
And that was part of his inauguration speech.
C'était une partie de son discours inaugural.
And then he goes from there.
Et il va de là.
I'll show you. Here's Wall Street.
Là, il y a Wall Street.
And here's the Federal Hall. So here's Wall Street.
Wall Street est là-bas.
And this is where he made his speech and he's inaugurated.
Cet endroit, c'est là qu'il a
and he warns the people.
Et il a averti les gens.
What does he do from there?
Qu'est-ce qu'il fait à partir de là?
I just want to save a good one. I'll show you one more photo. He's looking out in the statue. There's the New York Stock Exchange.
Dans la statue, il regarde vers la bourse de New York.
So it's like he's looking with his hand on the Bible.
C'est comme
the founding father.
Sa main, le père fondateur, sa main sur
and he's saying, God has blessed us.
Il nous dit, Dieu vous a béni.
The living sycamore tree.
Le sycamore.
But be careful.
Mais soyez prudent.
Because the moment we get away from these principles that we founded upon as a nation,
parce que le moment que vous écartez de ces principes sur lesquels nous sommes bâtis en tant que nation,
God is going to strip away our blessings.
Dieu va retirer notre bénédiction.
And then the very first act of the very first complete government of America, you know what it was?
Le premier acte du tout premier gouvernement américain, vous savez
it was to go for a service of dedication.
C'était pour
before the Lord,
service
a prayer service. But they never did it there.
Mais ils l'ont pas fait là-bas.
at Federal Hall.
À la, dans la salle fédérale.
They went just a little bit away and they went to a place called St. Paul's Chapel.
Ils sont allés à cet endroit appelé Chapelle Saint-Pierre, Saint-Paul.
And at St. Paul's Chapel now,
à la chapelle,
they fasted and they prayed and they dedicated their nation to the Lord.
Ils ont jeûné, prié, dédié, dédicacé la
because
nation.
In 1789,
parce qu'en
1789, New York was the capital
79,
of America.
La capitale de l'Amérique.
And this land, where you find St. Paul's Chapel,
is
ground zero.
C'est le grand zéro, là
St. Paul's Chapel is on the very place where the trade centers came down.
Saint-Paul, c'est
the very place of dedication becomes the place of judgment.
Le même endroit où ils avaient dédié, c'est l'endroit où le jugement est tombé.
And all of this land, because here's where the trade centers were. Look, there's the memorial, 9/11 memorial. And all of these buildings were destroyed.
Du 11 septembre, tous ces immeubles ont été détruits.
That all initially was church property. It belonged to this chapel.
Tout ce terrain-là, initialement, c'était un terrain.
That was holy ground.
Ça appartenait à
that was sacred ground, but they made it a den of thieves.
C'était un lieu sacré, mais en
just like they did in the temple in the days of Jesus.
Comme ils avaient fait au temple au jour de
they
Jésus.
Came to the very sacred place where Solomon had dedicated them.
Ils sont arrivés au même endroit où Salomon
and through their greed
dédicacé,
and their avarice,
ils en ont fait
they made that very place a den of thieves.
C'était une bannière, une tanière.
So Jesus symbolically did it first. He came and he whipped them out of that place.
Jésus symboliquement il est venu les a chassés de cet endroit.
And then Titus came and finished the job.
Et Titus est venu terminer.
In AD 70. And he destroyed their temple.
Et il a détruit l'endroit.
And showed that they totally lost the favor of God.
Et montrant qu'ils ont complètement perdu la faveur de
Dieu. For America,
Dieu.
It's permanent.
Pour
it's never coming back.
Cela ne reviendra
Israel,
plus
God still remembers their fathers. It's going to be 144,000.
Israël, Dieu va se rappeler de leur père. Il y aura les
but the very place of the dedication of America was the very place those terrorists attacked. How did they know that?
Où l'Amérique a été dédicacée,
how did those terrorists, they didn't know what they were doing.
Ils savaient même pas ce qu'ils faisaient, ces terroristes.
Like in the book of Esther,
comme dans le
everything livre, is in God's hands.
Toute chose est entre les mains
His
de
orders,
Dieu.
Everything, even people don't know what they're doing, don't know what they're saying.
Dieu ordonne les choses, même les gens ne savaient pas ce qu'ils faisaient.
But let's finish with the last thing. This is now Washington at St. Paul's Chapel. That church was there.
Ça, c'est maintenant Washington à l'église St. Paul.
That church still stands today.
Cette église est encore là aujourd'hui.
And it's called. It's not going, bro. If you can go to the next one, bro. The miracle of 9/11.
Il est appelé le miracle du 11 septembre.
Now watch how this one ties together, friends. This is very interesting.
Voyons, mettons cela tous ensemble.
You can't. You couldn't write this in a script.
Vous ne pouvez pas écrire.
If you go to the next one, bro. When the trade center went down.
Quand le centre est tombé.
Here was that church.
L'église se trouvait là.
And it was the only building that wasn't condemned.
C'était le seul immeuble qui n'a pas été touché.
They called it the sanctuary at ground zero.
On l'appelle le sanctuaire au terrain zéro.
That's it after 9/11.
Ça, c'est après le 11 septembre.
Every other building that surrounded in ground zero was condemned and had to be broken down.
Tous les autres immeubles tout autour étaient tombés.
This was the only building that withstood that judgment.
C'était le seul immeuble qui est resté.
And can I tell you why it withstood the judgment?
Je vais vous dire pourquoi il a tenu.
It's called the little chapel that stood. There's a book.
Il y a un livre.
And there it was. And there was the trade centers.
Qui a tenu.
And there it was on 9/11.
Le 11 septembre, elle s'est trouvée.
And the reason it stood, you wouldn't believe.
La raison pour laquelle elle a résisté, vous ne pouvez pas
was because that sycamore tree was standing in front of it.
C'est tout simplement parce que ce sycomore s'était né devant elle.
And when the judgment blast came, it struck down the sycamore tree.
Quand le jugement est tombé, il a frappé le sycomore.
And it absorbed the entire blast.
Le sycomore a absorbé tout le choc.
And the little church was fine.
Et l'église a résisté.
What does that speak of? That speaks of the bride, friends.
Cela parle de l'épouse.
It doesn't matter the judgment that's going to come.
Peu importe les jugements qui vont venir.
There was one who hung on a tree.
Il y avait un qui a
it was a brazen tree, friends.
Il y avait
and he took the full blast of God's judgment.
Tout le, toute la colère
and the
sur
only
lui.
Thing that withstood that judgment
et la
was
chose
that
qui a
little chapel
jugement. C'était cette petite chapelle,
which was where George Washington went, and they dedicated that
nation. George Washington était allé dédicacer l'Amérique.
Friends, if you build on the rock,
si vous bâtissez sur du roc,
you're gonna stand.
Vous allez résister.
But you build on anything else,
mais si vous bâtissez sur
and you're building on sinking sand.
Vous bâtissez sur du sable mouvant.
That's why they call it.
C'est pourquoi on l'a appelé
the miracle of 9/11.
Le miracle du 11 septembre.
Even in the midst of judgment, friends.
Même dans les jugements.
God has a provision.
Dieu a toujours une provision.
And that same sycamore tree, which now they've taken out, they put a cedar tree in front of it now.
Ce sycomore là, à la place duquel on a planté le cèdre.
Was the very reason.
C'était la raison même.
God was testifying.
Dieu témoignait.
The foundation was right.
Que la fondation était juste.
The foundation was right, friends.
Le fondement était juste.
But what it's become.
Mais c'est que
the trade centers came down.
The Pentagon
got blown up on that side.
And
then America has never won a war since.
Depuis, l'Amérique n'a jamais vaincu.
They couldn't even beat the Taliban.
Ils pouvaient même pas vaincre les Talibans.
They couldn't beat Al-Qaeda in Iraq.
Ils peuvent pas vaincre Al-Qaïda en Irak.
Why?
Pourquoi?
They don't have God's blessing. No.
Parce qu'ils n'ont plus la bénédiction de Dieu.
That very God that blessed them because of their fathers.
Le même Dieu qui les a bénis à cause de leur père.
He sent them Elijah.
Il leur a envoyé
He sent them Elisha.
Il leur a envoyé Élisée.
They failed to hear the voice of the prophets.
Ils ont manqué d'écouter la voix du
prophète. So he sent them a limited destruction.
Il leur a envoyé une
They failed to hear it.
Ils ont manqué de l'écouter.
And 10 years Israel after the original attack.
Et 10 ans plus tard après l'attaque originelle.
The Syrians came.
Les Assyriens sont venus.
And laid their cities to the ground.
Ils ont rasé la ville.
And destroyed them.
Ils les ont détruits.
And took every one of them into captivity.
Ils ont amené chacun d'eux en captivité.
And what did the prophets see at the end of America?
Et les prophètes parlent de la fin de l'Amérique.
Said, I saw America as a smoking ruin.
Ils disent que c'était une ruine de fumée.
From horizon to horizon.
De l'horizon à l'horizon.
This was very symbolic, friends.
C'était très symbolique.
When you saw the smoke and the destruction,
quand il a vu la fumée de destruction,
it's just a symbol of what's to come.
C'était le symbole.
And when you see the sycamore of Wall Street struck down and uprooted,
quand nous voyons les sycomores de Wall Street,
friends are telling us the economies are going to collapse.
Cela veut dire que l'économie va tomber.
The Bible says everything that can be shaken shall be shaken.
La Bible dit tout ce qui peut être secoué sera secoué.
But we're receiving a kingdom
that
cannot be shaken.
Qui ne peut être secoué.
Friends, just make sure you're in the kingdom.
Soyez sûr que vous êtes.
Just make sure you're building on the rock.
Soyez sûr que vous bâtissez sur
It doesn't matter the winds and the strife that come.
Importe les vents et les
because his judgments are in the earth.
Parce que les jugements sont sur la
but
terre.
Even in the midst of his judgment, what amazed me about this,
mais même au milieu du jugement,
the where I got this from was a Jewish rabbi.
J'ai obtenu ceci d'un rabbin juif.
It was a Jewish rabbi who found this out first.
C'était un rabbin juif qui a obtenu
his
ceci.
Name is Jonathan Kahn.
Il s'appelle Jonathan Kahn.
And he came and showed judgment on America.
Il est venu montrer
according
le
to Isaiah chapter 9 verse 10.
Isaïe chapitre 9.
And when I went and I read it, I said, this is exactly the message of
now. Quand je suis allé lire, j'ai dit, ça,
let's finish with Isaiah 9 verse 11. We'll finish with
9:11.
The scriptures in 9:11. We'll read it from 8 to 11.
9:8.
The Lord sent a word into Jacob. So God had sent the word to them. Through the prophet, this was Isaiah.
Dieu envoie la parole to
and it had lighted upon Israel. And all the people shall know, even Ephraim and the inhabitant of Samaria, that say in the pride and stoutness of their heart, the bricks are fallen down, but we will build with hewn stones. The sycamores are cut down, but we will change them into cedars. Verse 11, 9:11. Therefore, because of that, the Lord shall set up the adversaries of Rezin. Rezin was in Syria against him. And join his enemies together.
Et va rassembler tous les ennemis.
The Syrians before and the Philistines behind. And they shall devour Israel with open mouth. For all his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. Friends, God stretched out his hand in anger.
Dieu étend sa main de côté.
On 9/11. Stretched out his hand in anger against the financial systems of the world in 2008.
Sa main de colère contre les systèmes économiques.
But his anger hasn't been spent.
Mais sa colère n'est pas encore
and when he stretches forth his anger this time, friends,
quand il va répandre sa colère,
you and I don't want to be here.
Toi et moi, nous ne serons pas là.
We want to be like little St. Paul's chapel there.
Nous serons comme cette petite église
Saint Paul. Hide me over in the rock of ages.
Cache-moi dans le rocher des
when the judgments of God are in the earth,
quand les jugements de Dieu
we find refuge in our strong tower.
Nous trouvons notre refuge dans
because the name of the Lord is a strong
le
tower.
Le nom du
and the righteous run therein and they
les
are safe.
Justes s'y réfugient.
Let's stand. Let's sing that song. Let's sing. Like I said, it was a different kind of a message today. But I really found it was very significant when I saw it last week, and it really spoke to me in my soul.
So let me just
bring it to the saints just to show where we are in time. God testifies everywhere. He can testify in nature, politics, everything testifies of the season that we're in. Let's sing that song, Nations Are Breaking. Israel's Awakening, the signs that the prophets foretold. The Gentile days numbered with horrors encumbered.
Nations are breaking,
Israel's awakening, the signs that the prophets foretold. The Gentile days numbered with horrors encumbered, eternity soon will unfold.
Hallelujah.
The day of redemption is here. Men's hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, your lamps trimmed and clear. Look up, your redemption is here. The fig tree is growing, Jerusalem's restoring. Her national life long dethroned. Today she is calling, her latter rains are falling. Return, O disperse to your own.
Hallelujah.
The day of redemption is here. Men's hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, your lamps trimmed and clear. Look up, your redemption is here. Heaven's powers are shaking, and many are mistaking God's meaning to be of the sky. God's church is the power that's shaking this hour. The day of redemption is nigh.
Oh,
the day of redemption is here. Men's hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, your lamps trimmed and clear. Look up, your redemption is here. False prophets are lying, God's truth they're denying, and Jesus the Christ is our God. Though this generation spurns God's revelation, we'll walk where the apostles have run.
Oh, hallelujah!
The day of redemption is here.
It's here.
Men's hearts are failing for fear.
For fear.
Be filled with the Spirit, your lamps trimmed and clear. Look up, your redemption is here.
You know, after September the 11th, it shocked the people. And the churches were full, they say, for 3 weeks after that. And everybody wondered, where's the next attack going to come? And then when there was no more attack for 3 weeks, the people went back to their iniquity. The people went back into their sin. Let's not be like that, friends. The prophet says, can you not feel the Spirit crying in your heart? Saying, oh, America, America, how often I would have gathered you as a hen does her chicks, but you would not. They rejected a day of visitation. But we as individuals, as Gentiles, we can still have our individual time of visitation from above.
Nous pouvons voir notre temps de visitation.
Let's make sure that the work that he does in us,
soyons sûrs que le travail qu'il fait en nous,
is a lasting work.
C'est un
not something that once the fear is gone, you're back doing your old things again.
C'est pas quelque chose qui, quand la peur s'envole,
you want a new birth. The changes you want, until you'll never be what you used to be. Until you can say it's no longer I that live, but it's Christ that lives inside of you. And you can say I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man. All things have passed away. I've been born again. Because it's only that that's going to stand. It's only building your life on that foundation. The foundation of Jesus Christ himself. A personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Nothing else can stand, friends. Your relationship with one another is good. But that's not going to stand. In a sense, if you're not built on the rock, the Bible says today is the day of salvation. Today, if you hear his voice, don't be like American hard in your heart. If his hand has been upon you, if there's been a breach, and there's been a temporary judgment, let it be the grace of God to you. Let it be something that you learn from. That you consider your ways as in the book of Haggai. That instead of tearing your garments like the Bible says, it says rend your hearts. It says and come before the Lord with repentance, with fasting and with weeping. And you'll find that God is just as gracious today as he's ever been. But don't put it off for too long. Because Brother Tommy preached the final call. There comes a final call. And friends, America's had its final call. It had its final call in 1957. But God in his mercy still put red lights in front of the people. But being so caught up in religion, so caught up in Laodicea, they failed to hear the voice of the Lord. They failed to discern the signs of the times. But friends, what a fortunate people that we are. The Bible says you are not children of the darkness, that these things should take you unawares, but you are children of the light. So arise and shine, for your light is
gone.
Let's sing one more song and then let's come to a time of prayer. Brother Joel,
ye clean heart, O Lord, and renew a right spirit within me.
Create in me, Lord.
Create in me a clean heart,
O God,
and renew a right spirit within me.
Cast me not, my Lord,
cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord,
and
take not thy Holy Spirit from me.
Take it not, my Lord,
restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. And renew a right spirit within me.
Oh, cast me not, my Lord.
Cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord.
And
take not thy Holy Spirit from me.
Take it not, my Lord.
Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and renew a right spirit within me.
Create in me, my Lord.
Create in me a clean heart,
O God,
and renew a right spirit within me.
Oh, create.
Create in me a clean heart,
O God,
and renew a right spirit within me.
Oh, cast me not, my Lord,
cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord,
and
take not thy Holy Spirit from me.
Take it not, my Lord.
my salvation
and renew a right spirit within me.
Let's bow our heads. Is anybody here today? Before we all pray, but you want to just respond to something that's happening in your soul. No matter what your need, no matter what it is that the Lord has spoken to you, but you don't want to just leave it the way that it is. You know you're not where you're supposed to be. You know you're not right with God. Your own conscience, your own heart bears you witness. And you feel like Adam and Eve in the garden. That the voice of the Lord, instead of making you rejoice, that makes you very uncomfortable. It's not something that you want to hear. But my friend, before you can effect a cure, you've got to face up to the cause. You've got to look at the cause of your condition. You've got to consider your ways, like the prophet said. You've got to be serious in the presence of God. And you've got to see the reason why God has allowed you to be the way that you are now. And friends, He's not going to speak peace to you. Your soul until you acknowledge before Him that you are the very cause yourself through your decisions, through your attitudes, for the very condition that you're in. And when we go before Him humbly and we say, Lord, I'm lost. Lord, I can't find my way. Lord, I'm like the prophet in the wilderness. He was lost. He couldn't find Hurricane Mountain. And the voice said, but I'm an ever-present help in a time of trouble. And he got on his knees and he said, Lord, forgive me. I thought I knew what I was doing. I thought I was a good hunter. But Lord, I'm nothing without you. Oh Lord, forgive me. Forgive the pride of your servant. And he repented before the Lord. And then the Lord laid his hand upon his shoulder. And he looked back. And all the clouds had opened up for miles. And he saw the mast on the top of Hurricane Mountain. Oh friends, he'll show you the way in your wilderness. If you'll just have the right attitude to the condition that you are. If you're just going to give yourself in His hands. Why don't we call upon the name of the Lord? Whatever you need, let's seek His face. Let's all pray. Heavenly Father, even myself, Lord, I come before You.
Lord, our children, Lord Savior, for You know, Lord Savior, how, Father, we, Lord Savior, just have to, Lord, live a life, Lord Savior, Lord, that we, Lord, minister, Lord Savior, Lord, an entrance given into the rapture for them, Lord Savior, God. Father, we ask Your grace now, You be glorified, You be lifted above, Lord Savior, God, Lord, that we do, Lord, we ask.
Amen,
Lord.
Amen, amen, amen. Let's sing one more song before we dismiss. Just one thing, if I could really encourage saints for Wednesday prayer meeting. You know, saints who don't come, if you really want to get quickened, come to the Wednesday prayer meeting. They're tremendous meetings. I listen and it's wonderful. And I really do believe nobody would regret coming along. Getting quickened by the word and then committing yourself in the presence of the Lord. That's what we need now, friends. If you're seeking for the Holy Ghost, you do it through prayer. You do it by seeking His face. If you're seeking your joy to be restored, you do it by getting in fellowship with the Lord. Not by sitting at home, not by watching television, not by reading the things of the world. It's getting into His presence and hearing His voice and letting Him work in your life and bringing you back to the place that you're supposed to be. So I'd really encourage the saints, Wednesday night prayer meeting. You'll never regret coming. And may you just keep us in prayer at those meetings as well.
I'm pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying it, I'm onward bound, Lord.
Lord, plant my feet on higher ground.
Lord,
Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's table. There's no desire to stay where doubts arise and fears dismay. Though some may dwell where these abound, my prayer, my aim is higher ground. Lord, lift me up. Stable in a higher place than I ever found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I want to scale the utmost height and catch a of glory bright, but still I pray till heaven I found. Lord, lead me on to higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven. Than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground.
Let's sing one more prayer, if you could. Amen. Amen. Father of life. Yeah. Amen.
Father of life, seated on your throne of grace, it's only by your mercies we are saved. Lord, you have said, if we call upon your name, we and our families will be saved. So we cry out your name. El Shaddai, God of praise, Lord
Most High,
Jesus Christ,
oh Jesus Christ,
we rely on your moment is a gift for you to live.
Oh,
we only live to tell the world about your grace until the day you take us all away. So we cry out your name, El Shaddai, God of grace, Lord Most High,
Most High, Jesus Christ. We rely on your grace. Adonai, crowned in praise, Lord Most High.
Singing. Let's sing one more song. We haven't sung it a long time. That one, what the angel said to the great messenger. What's that one, bro? It's a long time.
Oh,
you have chosen the narrow path, the hardest way. There's a great portion of heaven.
There's a great portion of heaven.
It's waiting for you. Because of what you decided.
Whoa.
That was the prophecy.
Was a prophecy.
The angel told to the great messenger.
To the great messenger.
That is what will produce.
That is what will produce
great victory in the love divine.
Oh, I will walk this path.
I will walk this path. Footsteps of Elohim, I want to get to the end of time. That divine love will live in me.
Oh, I will walk this path.
I will walk this path. Steps of Elohim, I want to get to the end of time. That divine love will live in me.
Oh, this path has many, many, many trials.
Oh, this path has many trials
and many
battles. Against the enemy.
But
His Holy Spirit.
But His Holy Spirit
will lead us to perfect love.
Oh, there is not much time remaining.
There is not much time remaining. To walk in this path.
We can already
hear the
chariot
of our beloved one coming to meet us.
Oh, I will walk this path.
I will walk
footsteps of Elohim. I want to get to the end of time. That divine love will live in me. Oh, I will walk this path. I will walk this path. Oh, in the footsteps of Elohim. I want to get to the end of time. That divine love will live in me. Oh, that divine love will live in me. That divine love will live in me. Oh, the desire that divine love will live in me. That divine love will live.
Ask Brother Wilmore to come and close for us in prayer. Just to say one thing, which I didn't say at the end of the service, was, you know, this rabbi who brought up this thought. You know, there's many people that attack him and say that he was wrong. You know why they say he was wrong on this Isaiah 9:10? They say because in the Bible, in Israel, God first sent them a prophet. Imagine. That's what the churches are saying. They're saying Isaiah 9:10 cannot apply to America because God sent Israel a prophet to warn them. And when they didn't listen to the prophet, then God brought judgment. So how can that apply to America? And I looked at that and I said, hey, friends, we are the most privileged people of the peoples of the earth because we know his mind. We know his thoughts. We know his grace. Let's, before Brother Will comes, let's sing one more, Brother George. Do you have one more that we can just enter into worship with before we close in a word of prayer? Maybe Kumbaya, my Lord. Yeah.
Yeah, my Lord. Kumbaya. Kumbaya, my Lord. Kumbaya. Kumbaya.
Kumbaya, my Lord, kumbaya. Someone's praying, Lord.
Someone's praying, Lord.
Someone's praying, Lord.
Someone's praying, Lord. Kumbaya.
Oh,
someone's praying.
That have been preached about, Lord,
oh Lord,
and how it is so hidden from the eyes of the world.
Amen.
Yet, Father, it is right there, plain for us to see your Amen. Hand in all these things, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we are greatly humbled.
Yes, Lord.
Yet, Lord, we are so alarmed, Lord, to see how far time Amen. Has come, Father.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
For indeed, Lord, it could be any day now, Lord.
Amen.
All that can be done has been done. Father, we're just waiting now, Lord, Father, for your coming to take us home.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God, be merciful to us today,
yes,
Lord.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Father,
yes, Lord.
Even as our brother preached before about Hallelujah. The last call that was made.
Yes, Lord.
Father,
yes, Lord.
This speaks about another call, Lord, Father.
Amen.
Lord, oh, God, may you help us, Father, that we yes, be Lord. Not like America today.
Amen.
But that we would heed the call, Lord, Father.
Amen.
Lord,
Amen.
We be not Amen. Stubborn Amen. In our attitude.
Yes, Lord.
But that, Father, we be humble and heed the last call that is Amen. Being called yes, in our Lord. Lives,
yes,
Lord.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Father, oh God, we cannot deny it, Lord. The Spirit in us, Lord,
Amen.
Is testifying, Lord, Amen. That this Amen. Was your hand, Lord.
Amen.
That
yes,
this was
Lord.
Your judgment
yes,
upon
Lord.
A stubborn nation.
Yes, Lord.
Father, and if it could happen to a stubborn nation,
oh, Lord,
it could happen to a stubborn heart this morning.
Yes, Lord.
Let
yes,
it not
Lord.
Be, Father,
yes,
of all yes, the people that have heard oh, thy Lord. Message today,
Amen.
That, Father, we would take heed and humble ourselves,
yes,
Lord.
Yes,
that
Lord.
We would come humbly and say, Father, be merciful unto us, O
yes,
God.
Lord.
We pray, Father, for Amen. Our children as
yes,
they are growing up.
Yes.
Many do not understand, Lord, what this is. Many cannot see it, Lord, but
Amen.
Yet, Father, we pray for them
Amen.
That you be merciful, Lord,
Praise
oh God.
Yes,
Please,
Lord.
Father, have mercy upon them. Lord, I pray
Amen.
For every one of them, oh God.
Amen.
Father, even us as parents, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father, help us, Lord, oh God,
yes,
to
Lord.
Live that life that we are called up to live,
yes,
Lord,
Lord,
to be a good example to the children.
Amen.
Father, oh God, be merciful, Lord, and bless our pastor, Lord,
Please, Lord.
For putting himself aside,
Amen,
Lord.
Lord.
Father, to bring your word to your people.
Yes, Lord, yes,
May you restore strength
yes,
and virtue unto him,
Amen.
Father. Lord, I pray, Father, for the musicians.
Yes.
Bless them too, Lord.
Amen.
Father, for using the instruments, Lord, to prepare our hearts, Lord.
Amen.
To receive such a word on this day.
Amen.
I pray for the interpreters, Lord.
Amen.
Father, may you bless them too,
Please,
oh God, in
yes.
their ministry.
Amen.
Every brother, every sister that done something to bring this, Lord.
Amen.
Father, we pray for your blessing.
Yes, Lord.
Above all, Lord, help us as we go home.
Amen.
To continue meditating upon thy word.
Please, Lord.
Father, as we gather with the saints in the afternoon in various places,
yes.
Father, let our discussion only be upon thy word, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father, let it bring virtue unto your people.
Please, Lord.
Let it be nothing of foolishness of this world.
Amen.
But that,
yes,
Father,
Lord.
It may be pleasing unto you,
yes,
Lord.
Father.
Help us as we go throughout the
Please,
week, Lord,
Lord.
I pray for the service on Wednesday.
Amen.
That you would bring us, Lord, Father, to hear more of thy word, Lord.
Amen.
I commit now the saints to your hands. Father, watch over us, Lord, as we depart from this place.
Amen.
And we thank you and give you glory in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Saints, it's been a good time yesterday and today in his presence. I'm sure you're like me. He's so near. You know, he's so close to your soul. And like Brother Wilmore was saying, let it continue on. If anybody wants to stay behind and pray, if anybody wants to worship, please feel free. This is a house of worship. It's a house of prayer. You don't have to rush out into Laodicea and go and quickly get anointed by that Spirit again. Take advantage of his presence. The Bible says, call upon him while he's near. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. So God bless you.
To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory for the things He has done. With His blood, He has saved me, and with His power, He has raised me. God be the glory for the things He has done. God be the glory. Oh, to God be the glory. To God be the glory for the things He has done. He has saved me, and with His power, He has raised me. To God be the glory for the things He has done.